football playoffs. Doug Duda along with Tony Davis and our producer-engineer Stacy Johns from Foster Field. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show as the Bearcats welcome in the Junior Jays of Omaha Creighton Prep. They are 6-3. Kearney High comes in with a record of 7-2. Creighton Prep, though, kind of like all Class A teams, it seems to be, that are ranked this year. When they lose close. By 7 to Omaha Westside, by 5 to Lake Southeast, and by 7 to Millard South. Those three teams are a combined 23-4 on the season. And Creighton Prep is actually ranked higher in the Omaha World Herald and Lincoln Journal Star than the Kearney Bearcats, whose two losses are also close, both 5 points, to Bellevue West and to Lincoln Southwest. There is no doubt Kearney High will have their hands full tonight, and there is no doubt the Bearcats, despite being the 6th seed and Creighton Prep being the 11th seed, the underdog. And one of the big reasons, the injury to starting quarterback Taylor Fish last Friday night in a key game that got them this home game, a 31-26 win over Lincoln North Star, happened in the fourth quarter. Luke McNitt came in and led them to a drive for a field goal that put them up, instead of just two, put them up by 5, and he will get his first start at quarterback tonight. And, Tony, you also have the strength of Creighton Prep, probably the weakness for Kearney. Creighton Prep has Richard Wynn Jr., one of the top two rushers in all of Class A, and that's not a good sign for Kearney High defense that has not been able to stop the power game this year.
Well, you look at Kearney, Doug, and they go all these multiple formations, do all these different things, people in motion, do all things across the field. You're not getting that with Creighton Prep. You got two tight end sets. You're going to turn, hand the ball off, and hope to bounce him outside and get him in the open field. Wynn is exciting. I've talked to people close to the UNK program. They would love to have him don a UNK jersey here and continue his career in college. Should be interesting tonight to see if Coach Archer's defense can step up. They run the 52 defense with a monster. I expect you're going to see 8 and 9 people in the box to stop this running game. We saw them throwing passes earlier tonight. If Creighton Prep has to throw the ball, they completed about 10% of them. They were not the real great receivers down there, I'll be real honest with you. But they don't get the ball thrown much. They don't have to throw the ball much. We'll see what happens tonight.
It is Creighton Prep and Kearney High as the Class A state playoffs begin on Classic Hits 98.9. And as always, we're on the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. Coming up on the New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll hear from the coaches, Brandon Cool of Kearney, and the legendary head coach, the winningest coach in Nebraska history, Tom Jaworski. When his team loses or hoists the state championship trophy, his career will be over. He said earlier this year, this is it. He is going to retire. And tonight, Kearney High is hoping that this will be his final game. We'll hear from the coach right after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9 as the Class A state football playoffs are ready to get underway between Kearney and Omaha Creighton Prep. And we're pleased to be joined by longtime Creighton Prep coach Tom Jaworski making the trip out to Kearney. And coach, playoff time, always the exciting time of the season. I assume the Junior Jays are just as excited as the other 15 teams in the field.
Well, we definitely are, and as I've talked to the kids all week, this is the best time of the year, and this is what you play for, to get yourselves in a position to advance, and hopefully if things go your way and you play well, you got a chance of making a run at that state trophy.
Coach, it seems like with you announcing your retirement at the end of this season, a lot more is being made about that than your team and this chance that they have to make a run through the playoffs. Is it distracting at all, the talk that this is your last season and whenever you guys are defeated, if you are, that'll be your last game?
Well, I hope it's not distracting. You know, it has been brought up and everything, and there's been a lot of nice things that have happened throughout the year, a lot of nice things being said and done by the kids and the parents and all that, but at the end of our last home game, which was our senior night, and you know, made it kind of special for me also, I told the kids that we're all done with sentiment. It's time to get rolling, and it's, you know, it's about them. It's not about me. And, you know, I'm the coach, and I told them I hope I can still be coaching them for another month. So it's about them.
I know you're humble, but have you got a chance from or have you sensed from the kids that they don't want the season to end, especially out in Kearney? They want to make sure that it's Omaha or Lincoln where the next few games could be for you?
Well, we certainly don't want the season to end. You know, the kids believe we have a good ball club, and we do. And for the most part, we played pretty well all year, so we feel we have a chance. But we know that you know, it's going to be difficult, and starting on the road against an excellent Kearney team, you know, is not going to be an easy start. But we feel we got a chance. We'll just have to see what happens.
We're talking with Creighton Prep Head Football Coach Tom Jaworski here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Coach, tell us a little bit about your football team. It seems like Class A has been extra offensive this year, and you've got a great running back there, one of the top in the state in Richard Wynn. That's a place to start. To give us, for the folks out here that haven't seen you play, what they will see tonight.
Well, we're primarily a running team, although we feel that we can throw the ball. Richard Wynn, I believe it's a Class A state rushing leader at around 14. He's got 1,422 yards, about 158 per game. And Richard's been outstanding. He's had a run of 200-yard games. He's got a great knack of making the first tackler miss. And being a little guy, you know, his best attribute is that ability to miss. He's got great field vision. And he's been able to get that extra yard or two after a contact. So Rich has been outstanding. He, you know, couldn't ask him to do any more. And we depend on the run. And our offensive line, pretty big group of kids, have gotten better throughout the year. And but we're able to throw the ball, too. We're throwing at about a 57% rate, which is good for us. And our offense has been good. We hope that we keep rolling.
Tom Jaworski joins us here, the head coach at Creighton Prep. Obviously, Kearney likes to run the ball as well with one of the top backs in Zach Maloli, and it looks like with the situation at quarterback, they may depend on that more. How about your defense and how you view Kearney getting into this matchup?
Well, I don't know what their situation is at quarterback. I know Fish is an outstanding player. Zach Maloli is, I watch him on film, and I was very impressed. He's really a good running back, and you know, I've been very, very impressed with him, and they certainly move the ball well and have the ability to score, and also the ability to make big plays with their receivers and their and the throwing game. Shields is particularly impressive, and Zach is an outstanding back. I was very impressed with him.
Looks like Ryan and Jevin kind of lead the way for you defensively. Tell us a little bit about those two kids.
Well, Ryan Flynn's one of our inside linebackers, and he's a junior. He's got a high motor. It sometimes gets him in trouble a little bit because he's just trying so hard all the time, but he really gets after it. He's a very active, very physical type of guy, and he's been steady and getting better each year. And Tevin Jeter is our free safety, and, you know, he's a very good tackler from that free safety position. So, you know, our defense is going to have to pick it up a little bit for us to keep advancing, but we've got the kids there, and we just keep playing, and hopefully we get a little bit better.
Just another minute here with Creighton Prep Head Football Coach Tom Jaworski on the New Tech pregame show here on Classic Hits. Coach, what concerns you the most about Kearney? A lot of people would say the road trip is one big thing, and then playing the game out here and the actual X and O's is another thing. How do you approach this?
Well, you know, we don't usually travel very much, so that's always a little bit of concern. But over the years, we've taken enough trips to Lincoln and other places to hopefully our kids handle it well. There's been a few times over the years where our kids didn't handle the road trip well. You know, getting on that bus and traveling 3 hours or 4 hours, you know, they say, wow, this is like little kids in a candy store sometimes. But this is a pretty mature group, and, you know, we think we have smart kids, and we know we're playing an outstanding team. Brandon Gould's teams are, first of all, they're extremely well coached. They've got excellent players out there. They've had an excellent year, and, you know, we're going to have to play our A game in order to win. It's going to be difficult, but we'll see how it goes.
Coach, I'm sure by looking at film and looking at stats, Tyler Shields, who has the most touchdowns in Class A receiving, what do you do about him?
Well, if you got any ideas, you can throw them at us. Obviously, he's just been outstanding. God, I saw him make some catches. Those are the kind of catches I see on Saturday and Sunday afternoon sometimes. His height is obviously a problem. He is great, just a real knack. You hear they talk about players that the game kind of slows down for them, and they make things look easy. And he does. He's really good. And it'll be difficult for us. And we got to get a little bit of a pass rush on the quarterback. And, hopefully not give him anything big. They're going to complete passes. But you hopefully don't give up too many big plays.
And, Coach, finally, your last run here through the Class A field. It seems pretty open. Everybody was giving Millard, all three schools, the top. They've shown that they can be beaten, obviously. What do you think about the Class A field this year?
Well, you said that I think it's wide open from 1 through 16, and I honestly, I mean that. We're 6-3. We could be 5-4. We could be 9-0. I mean, it's been that type of year. You look at the number one seed Burke, and they lose. They beat North, and North went for 2 to win the game right at the end of the game. So when you look at a 1 seed versus 16 seed, and you see that. That evenness, and you go right on through. We beat Millard North by 1. We lose to Westside and Millard South, and fumbles at the end of the game on the goal lines. You know, anybody can beat anybody, and it's never been more true than this year. I mean, you got to have your A game, and hopefully you can eliminate mistakes, and then you got a chance.
Well, Coach, it was a pleasure to get a chance to chat with you here on the pregame show. Great career. I know the Kearney fans hope it comes to an end in this ball game tonight, but I know we're going to have a good one. And best of luck in the ball game tonight. And, again, thanks for the time.
Well, it should be fun, and we're looking forward to Friday night.
Legendary Coach Tom Jaworski joining us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll catch up with Kearney Coach Brandon Cool when we come back on Classic Hits.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
And we're back on the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9. And we're back at Foster Field for a second straight Friday as the Kearney Bearcats take on Omaha Creighton Prep. And head football coach Brandon Cool joins us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Coach, a big win for your ball club last week in a game that really didn't start out all that well. Your team found a way to dig deep and come back and beat a Lincoln North Star who really was playing their playoffs last week because they had to win to get in, and they're the 17th team. So you guys did what you needed to do.
Yeah, you're exactly right. That was a huge victory for us, and we did not get off to a very good start in that first quarter, and rightfully so. We just can't assimilate that kind of stuff at practice, and they just ran the ball right at us. And technique-wise, we were kind of getting out of a couple lanes there, and they were just kind of gouging us right off tackle and just taking us behind the woodshed there. And so made a couple of adjustments with those guys, and we squeezed a little bit more, and we played really good defense in the second half. So we're tickled to death. That was a huge win for us. I thought we played extremely well in the second half offensively and defensively and just kind of controlling the entire game, and hopefully we can do that against Prep tonight.
Coach, pretty amazing. I mean, that you can see what's going on out there in the game of football like you need to do and make the proper adjustments. Did that happen on the field in the second quarter? Did you have to get your coaches aside at halftime? Kind of take the fans through that process in making the change that really worked out so well.
Well, the nice thing about our scheme of things, if they're running the ball off tackle, we know it's got to be one of two people not getting the job done. If they're bouncing it outside, there's got to be two or three people that are not getting their job done. And so the guys upstairs do a great job of relaying that information down. And obviously, wherever they're going, we know who's supposed to be in those gaps and who's supposed to control those. So it might take us a quarter to figure that out once in a while. And we just need to get that communicated. We try to get it communicated there in the second quarter, but we definitely made sure we went through it again at halftime. So that's a great question. We want to try to make those adjustments as fast as we can, and I thought we did that towards the middle of the second quarter.
Kearney Bearcat coach Brandon Cool is joining us here on the pregame show. We just talked with Tom Jaworski, and the story on that side, obviously, is, I guess, this time around, bigger than the actual football team. Winningest coach in the state is going to retire, and he's hoping it's not tonight. You guys are hoping this will be his final high school football game. The storyline, unfortunately, for you, coach, is the injury to your quarterback, Taylor Fish. Tell us what happened and what now happens with your football team.
Yeah, Taylor, in the second half, we were just running a draw play to kind of get out of our own end zone and then had an opportunity to punt. And Taylor was wrapped up by a couple of guys, and then a couple of other guys kind of just basically was just a gang tackling him. And one of those guys ended up working the outside of his knee, and it pushed his knee inside. So he's got a MCL injury, which is about a 6 to 8 week deal. And so by the first of the year, January 1st, he'll be running around full speed. And so I think a lot of people, when you think of Taylor Fish, they watch him, you know, play quarterback and throw all these yards and command our offense. They watch him during the summer play baseball. You know, I talked about the teachers in the classroom just love having him in the classroom and being involved with their lessons and so on and so forth. And I think more important than that, he's a top-of-the-line person. And so as a head football coach, you spend a lot of time working with those quarterbacks throughout the off season, throughout the season, watching film or getting them prepared with a game plan. And so that's definitely a tough loss for myself personally and obviously our football team.
Well, now Luke McNitt takes over. He looked pretty good coming in off the bench for you last week, cold, but this is a whole different situation. How do you get a kid prepared for his first varsity start in a week?
Well, I think the key is he was able to get that quarter under his varsity quarter under his belt. It's not like Luke hasn't played for us all year long. He rotates in and out of linebacker, plays a lot of special teams for us. And so he's been in the varsity game, so I don't think that's a big deal for him. And then for him to come in, it's one of those situations where Taylor got banged up in the game. And so I told Luke to come off the defensive side of the football and say, hey, come here, man. You're going in the next series on offense. And he just looked at me and said, okay. You know, he just got ice in his veins just like Taylor does. Those guys are pretty reserved, and give me the play, and I'll go out there and execute it the best I can. So for us to get him underneath the center tonight is going to be keep things simple for him. The play calling is going to be simple. We're going to run a lot of different formations at him, and we're going to have to rely on him getting the ball to our receivers, and obviously Zach Lilly and Josh Smith run the ball in the backfield. So he's run our offense. He runs it all the time in practice. We'll make a couple adjustments just for him, but otherwise it's not going to be a lot of wholesale changes that you guys are going to see.
Well, I know the fans hope that he can execute the offense just as well. Taylor was standing in that pocket so well last week. Brandon Cool is with us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. It helps when you have a kid like Tyler Shields, who had just another amazing game. I guess when you don't get to watch him every week, you're amazed at what he can do. Concentration on some tip balls, balls that could have went the other way, and he held onto the ball to help you win that football game. Does he have to now be even more of a part of the offense than he was during the regular season?
Well, we're going to have to. Anytime you have that type of talent out there, you got to get him the ball, and it's to the point in the season where he's going to have to catch the ball more than he has all year long. And so we're going to try to get him the ball as many times as we can. Depends on what they're going to do. I would assume you're going to see him get doubled, maybe even get triple teamed a little bit tonight. And so we're going to have to throw the ball to the other side of the field to our other receivers, which have done a tremendous job for us, too. But I know exactly what you're talking about. And for us to succeed, he's going to have to make some big plays like he did last Friday night.
Well, there's two ways to look at this whole playoff picture here. You guys may not have got the perfect draw, but you're going to see different teams. Creighton Prep, no different. They like to run the football with Richard Wynn Jr. Tell us a little bit about getting ready for them.
Yeah, he's one of the most dynamic running backs that we've seen on film this year. Anytime you got a guy that's running 200 yards, 225 yards, 180 yards, that's a big concern for us, especially defensively where in Southwest and North Star was able to run the football at us too. So we'll have our hands full from that standpoint. The key for us is to control that line of scrimmage. We're going to have to make him make some cuts in the backfield before he can get a full head of steam, because once he gets out in the open field, he's going to be pretty difficult to bring down open field tackling-wise. So for us to succeed, we're going to have to make him bounce. We're going to have to make him cut, and we're going to have to make sure we get him wrapped up and get him to the ground. They're big up front. Their quarterback does a great job of commanding their offense, and then they throw in a little play action once in a while, which we got to make sure we're prepared for that. So we'll have our hands full from that standpoint. The biggest thing is we get those guys out here at Foster Field, and we want to make that one of the toughest places in the state to play. And hopefully that three-hour bus ride will make a difference for us here tonight.
Well, there's no doubt that definite home field advantage when the Metro teams have to come to Kearney. Real quickly, Coach, it looks like Chase Dudzinski might be a name that number 20 for Creighton Prep that folks might keep an eye on. He's one of the few kids that plays both sides of the ball for the Jays.
Yeah, he's a tremendous athlete, too. Got good foot speed. Looks like he's a natural athlete. And I think on their roster they have got an asterisk beside his name, which probably means he's probably a captain. So I would assume their team really relies on what he does on both sides of football. Obviously, he's going to be a special team guy for us, and he's definitely a guy that showed up on film. So we got to keep an eye on him and then see how he wants to play against us tonight.
Brandon, final question. On a personal note, are there nerves for you, not just because it's a playoff game, but, I mean, that is a legend standing on the other sideline?
You know what? We played against Tom multiple times, three or four times here in the playoffs in the past handful of years, and I have high respect for Coach Jaworski and his football program. He's done a tremendous job. He is a legend when it comes to Class A football. And there's nothing better than competing against him. But we'll worry about that stuff after the game. And I think the key part is when we're on the sideline and he's on one sideline, I'm on the other, it's going to be a tremendous battle. They always have great things to say about our program. We have great things to say about their program. And it's been a great relationship when it comes to head coaches versus head coaches. And hopefully that will continue here tonight. But I speak very highly of Tom and wish him the best of luck in his retirement.
Well, and I know the Bearcats want that to start a little bit later on tonight. Of course, the last time that Kearney beat Creighton Prep to start the playoff run where they won the state title back in 2006. And, Brandon, we always appreciate the time. Let's see if we can get the win and do this again next week.
That sounds great. Thanks for your coverage.
Brandon Cool, head football coach of the Kearney Bearcats on the New Tech Seed pregame show. We're back to Foster Field with the starting lineups right after this on Classic Hits.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show from Foster Field at the University of Nebraska Kearney campus. Doug Duda and Tony Davis with you for tonight's Class A opening round game between the Kearney Bearcats and Omaha Creighton Prep. You've heard from the coaches Brandon Cool and Tom Jaworski, and I think they told you a little bit about what we had. Brandon Cool, you also went down to the field, of course, Tony, and talked with him before the ball game. Demeanor is how?
You know what? I just think he's happy with the way things have went this year. Whatever happens, happens. He thinks they're going to get their best football out of them tonight. I think they're confident going in. Hey, we're going to play our game, whatever happens. Let's see. We don't know where we match up. You know, I think that's the thing. When you get these Omaha teams, man on man, yeah, they look like a big group. Hey, where are we going to stack up when we run our stuff? Are we going to be able to get outside and do some exciting things and get the ball to Shields down the field? We've been able to do it all year. They'll keep doing it tonight.
All right, let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, proud of its long history of being the local community bank to count on in our area. Their growth in deposits and loans in the past 20 years is unparalleled in the Tri-City area. They've also concentrated on being a profitable and secure place for their customers. Growth, profitability, and providing the best in customer service are goals they strive for and achieve, making Five Points Bank your safe, secure banking choice. Five Points Bank, your clear choice is the bank to count on. First off, for the visiting Omaha Creighton Prep Junior Jays. At center is number 72, a 6'1", 270-pound senior, Mike Costello. At left guard is number 67, 6', 220-pound sophomore, Sam Stoltenberg. And at right guard, number 53, 6'1", 220-pound senior, John Hall. At left tackle is number 78, 6'2", 250-pound senior, Glenn Manninger. And at right tackle is going to be number 71, 6'4", 270-pound junior, Pat Riley. At tight end is number 95, a 6'2", 215-pound senior, Bobby Muehlman. At flanker is number 20, a 6'1", 170-pound senior, Chase Dudzinski. At fullback tonight, a late replacement here is going to be number 25, a 5'10", 180-pound senior, Dominic Carnazzo. You'll hear about Tyler Johnson. He's out ill tonight, it appears, and that is something that just happened today.
They cannot believe he made the trip even, Doug. He left school at 9 o'clock this morning and showed up for the bus. So they weren't even very excited he was on the bus with the flu bug.
Yeah, so Dominic going to take over for him. At IMAC, number 22, 5'9", 176-pound senior Richard Wynn Jr. averages nearly 160 yards per ball game. Split end is number 82, 6'1", 178-pound senior Jackson Toner. And the quarterback for Creighton Prep is number 10, 6', 185-pound senior Matt McClay. The head coach, the winningest coach in Nebraska history, Tom Jaworski, assisted by Lynn Groff, Mark Mackey, Chris Nizzi, Shane Smith, Jerry Murtaugh, T.J. Fife. They come in with a record of 6-3, ranked 7th in the state of Nebraska. Their wins are over Millard North, Bellevue West, Omaha Northwest, and they've won their last three, Omaha Central, Omaha Bryan, and Papillion-La Vista South. Their three losses, all by 7 points or less, Omaha Westside, Lincoln Southeast, and South. Now let's take a look at the starting lineup for the Kearney Bearcats. At center, 6'5", 225-pound junior Grady Donahoe. At left guard, number 65, 6', 214-pound junior Grady Kowalski. At right guard, number 50, 6', 214-pound junior Zach Yoakum. At left tackle, number 53, 6'1", 220-pound sophomore Jackson Gannon. At right tackle, number 60, 5'11", 240-pound senior Zach Fritz. Of course, they run that spread formation. They've got the three wide receivers, the X, the Y, and the Z. The X is number 88, Tyler Shields, 6'4", 197-pound senior. He leads Class A in touchdown receptions. The Y receiver is number 14, 6'1", 165-pound senior Jacob Lundgren. And at the Z wideout, number 36, 5'9", 172-pound senior Trey Young. The halfback is number 6, Spencer Lindsay, 5'10", 185-pound junior. The I-back, number 33, 6'1", 205-pound senior Zach Maloli. And the quarterback for Kearney High tonight, making his first varsity start, number 15, 6', 193-pound senior, sophomore, Luke McNitt. The head coach of the Kearney Bearcats is Brandon Cool, assisted by Brad Archer, Steve Cherry, Tim Christo, Matt Connick, Clint Edwards, Chad Carr, Craig Lathrop, Greg Limbach, Jason Luke, Kent Shagrew, and Darren Van Winkle, 7-2 on the season, ranked 10th in Class A. Their losses coming by 5 points each to Bellevue West and Lincoln Southwest, with wins over Columbus, Lincoln East, Grand Island, Fremont, Norfolk, North Platte, and Lincoln North Star. And that's the starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank. There are some injuries to talk about. Obviously, the quarterback for Kearney, the fullback for Omaha Creighton Prep, and your injury report is brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. They'll get you back into the game of life with locations in Kearney, Minden, Ravenna, Elm Creek, Franklin, and now in Lexington, there's one near you. Tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back in the game of life. Tony, what do you got?
Of course, you mentioned Taylor Fish out with a knee injury, the starting quarterback for this team. Also, Derek Schreiner is out with a shoulder injury. Been gone since the Grand Island game much, much earlier in the season. Daniel Benavides out with a knee injury. Colin Cederberg was a starting tackle for this team, along with Caleb Griffin. One's out with a knee injury, one's out with an ankle injury. That is, you know what, we've got one player out for Creighton Prep, and he's out with the flu. So call it an illness, call it an injury, call it what you want. He's the only player listed on their injury report tonight. They say they're healthy and ready to go.
That's fullback Tyler Johnson, and that's your injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy. Everyone has an oops once in a while, whether it's in sports or at home. Family Physical Therapy wants to get you back in the game of life. Located in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, and Lexington, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. It will be Omaha Creighton Prep to kick things away here and start our Class A 2010 playoffs. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game. And Tony, Kearney High has dropped back two, all the way back at the goal line, ready to get this Class A opening round game underway. And the ball is in the air, and this will not be returnable. It goes 9 yards into the end zone, and nothing that Spencer Lindsay can do about that. So Kearney High will take over, first down and 10 at their own 20.
Yeah, Dan Korn kicking the ball off for Prep, just bangs the thing away. Watching him kick in pregame warmups, they have a very, very solid kicking game. They are confident with him.
Well, here he comes. Luke McNitt will come out there and take not his first snap as a varsity player, but first as a starting quarterback. And Kearney obviously is going to have a big night from Zach Maloli. It doesn't look like they're going to do anything different. They're going to go four wide, and now Maloli is going to come out of the backfield, go slot left. There's some confusion out there, and Maloli will come back into the backfield in motion now. And on the first snap, they will give it to Maloli. Tries right, nothing there. Going to go back to the left, and he's going to come forward to the 22 and stretch it close to the 23-yard line. So Maloli does a good job of getting three basically on his own there.
Yeah, I think Kearney wants to come out and establish their running game, but it won't be very long before they throw a jump ball to Shields on the outside and to see if they've got that play working. I think in talking to the coaches, they think that the sophomore quarterback can maybe run it a little bit more than even Fish did. They are confident with him in there.
Well, and Luke is 193 pounds, Taylor about 15 pounds lighter than him on second down and seven. Still out of the shotgun, McNick to throw. It's going to be a quick slant. It's dropped by Young at the 29-yard line. It was right in his hands, and that'll bring up third down and seven. Those are the things that Kearney will not be able to do tonight because the margin for error, Tony, is going to be very small for the blue and white.
Yeah, you're exactly right. When the blue and white, you mean the home blue and white.
Yeah, that's right.
I guess we're both blue and white tonight. The pass might have been thrown just a tick behind him, but Young has got to come up with that ball.
Already a couple of finals in Class A. We'll update you on that in just a moment. But right now, a third down and seven facing the Bearcats at their own 23 on the opening drive of this Class A football playoff game. McNitt looks left. Going to throw it up for Shields, and he goes up and makes the catch at the 36-yard line, and he was well covered. And so a first down and 10 here for Kearney High. It covers 13 yards.
Well, Carmody was right there for the Blue Jays, but Shields just too physical, too strong, goes up and just snags that ball. Once he gets his hands on it, it's not getting away.
One thing already, Luke McNitt stared him down the whole way, so they're going to be able to tell where he's going with the football, and it's probably going to go to 88 quite a bit. Four down linemen, and they will give it this time to Young, trying to stretch him to the right side. Nice block by Maloli across the 40 to the 44-yard line. Maloli's block sprung him for six.
So Maloli's block was on Ryan Flynn, number 43. He just knocked him on his back. Good block. Excellent. Right up in front of the play, just blew him up.
It's going to be an 8-yard gain. Last week against Lincoln North Star, Trey Young carried it one time. The rest of the carries were either Maloli or the quarterbacks, Fish and McNitt. That'll bring up second down and two for the Bearcats. They're trying to put kind of double coverage over there on the wideout, Tyler Shields. Now Lindsay will move in motion from right to left. They'll give it on a counter play to Maloli. He gets away from one man in the backfield and across the 45. He's going to be close to the first down at the 46. They tried to make a shirt tackle there, and he was just too strong for it. They will pick the ball up. Ooh! Wow! They don't even give it across the 45-yard line. I thought he might even have the first down. He's a full yard short on that mark. Third and one.
It was Ryan Flynn, number 43, the linebacker that got knocked down that last play, the one in the backfield. He did get a handful of jersey, but you're right. He spun out of that, and I thought, you're right, he got it well across the 41, but they're not going to mark it that way.
Third and one, they stay out of the spread with Maloli to the left of McNitt, who wants to throw, and it's going to be a short little throw to Shields, who completes it at the 50 and spins forward to the 47-yard line of Creighton Prep. And so if you're going to try and stop him one-on-one, sure, it's going to be very tough over there for the 6'4 senior.
Well, last week, you know, we saw him try to mix up a 6'4, 6'5 guy and put him on Shields. Carmody's only listed at 5'11, 165 pounds. So in high school programs, probably 5'9, about 150 pounds.
That is actually a 9-yard gain. He actually got a pretty good spot on that one. So Kearney on the opening drive of the game, marching it down the field. They've converted third down twice now. And McNitt on first down and 10, back to pass. Pump fake, looks deep, he's covered. Now he's going to throw it up there. It's well covered. Shields tries to go and get it, but it's incomplete at the 10-yard line. Good defense again there, Tony. Not letting letting Shields cut back into the field.
Yeah, Carmody had the inside position, and Shields was trying to ride him over, but Carmody would have none of it that time.
So that'll bring up second down and 10, and this will be the position that Kearney doesn't want to be in a whole lot tonight. Is a second and long. They converted a third down and seven, then had a nice run, had short yardage situation, then threw it on third and one. Right now it's second and 10 at the Creighton Prep 46. Shields will go to the in the slot left. Will be Lindsay. Two men out wide to the right. And Maloli will shift to the right side of his quarterback, Luke McNitt. They will give it to Maloli, and he is upended and will just get back to the line of scrimmage. It'll be third down and 10.
We're probably lucky he held on to the football there, Doug. It really got legs were up above his head there when he went down, and just fell kind of awkwardly. Somebody big up on that line, Lucas Mickles up there, saw 280 pounds of him bringing him down.
Luke McNett has done a pretty good job of staying in the pocket when he's thrown the ball. We saw that from Taylor Fish this year. He really stood in the pocket, and he wasn't afraid to take a hit. He'd stand in there and complete it just as he was getting thumped. And McNitt can run the ball, but they haven't run any rollouts yet, so let's see what they do here. Third and 10, Bearcats at the prep 46-yard line, opening drive of the game. Takes the snap, three-step drop. Looks left, throws underneath, and it's going to be deflected. Nice job getting out there to knock it away from Shields by Matt Carmody, and it's going to be a punting situation for the Bearcats.
Yeah, Carmody got a good break on the ball, got a hand in there knocking that ball away from Shields. Pretty well-thrown pass, I think right where McNitt wanted to put it, but Carmody was just there right before the ball got there.
Well, Carney could have really made a statement in taking care of some of the nerves, marching it down and getting some points, but it appears that's not going to be the case here. And Lindsay, who does everything on special teams, is back there to pump the football away for the Bearcats. Snap good. Kick a beautiful high kick. A fair catch called for and taken at the 10-yard line, and that's where it will be first down and 10 for Omaha Creighton Prep. 34-yard punt, no return, and now Richard Wynn Jr. comes onto the field, Tony.
Yeah, and it will not be nothing exciting. Jaworski is an old-school coach. A lot of times they'll have everybody packed in there, tight end to tight end, running straight at you. But the problem is once he gets bounced out, they get so many people up there at the line of scrimmage, that's when trouble starts.
He's number 22, and he is lined up behind his quarterback, McClay, in the I formation. First and 10 at the 10, and they'll give it to Wynn off the right side. Bounces off the pile, stood up, and he's not going to go anywhere. Nice job by the Bearcats to cover him up, and no gain on the play.
Yeah, real good job of the defensive line and people moving laterally down the line of scrimmage to contain him.
And again, Tony, here's a kid going to be tough up the middle, but if he gets that corner turn, he's very explosive. And secondary may not be able to chase a kid like this down very often. So second down and 10, same I formation. And this time they'll toss sweep it to the left side, the wide side. And again, some trouble just getting back to the line of scrimmage up to the 13. He will bounce forward to the 14. So we'll call it a gain of 4 and third and 6. But first couple of runs, bouncing off. And Carney High really selling out over there, making sure that he didn't get outside, was Andrew Sherbel.
Yeah, Sherbel, you know, it's one of those things. It's come from a defensive back's position, but that's the difference between winning a lot of their backs. You just said that trouble turning that corner. It's a pickup of 4. You know, pretty good gain on the play, really.
He'll put McClay in the shotgun now. 3rd and 6 for Creighton Prep. Scoreless here in the first quarter, and he will throw it down the sideline, and it's going to be complete on the stretch play. 15, 20, 25, 30, 40. Foot race to the end zone, 50. Lindsay trying to catch him from behind to the 30, the 20. He dives, and he trips him up at the 10. And the completed pass getting into the hands of Richard Wynn Jr. They just spread him out, and he showed his speed there.
Well, that's the problem. I guess you get him on the outside. And it's fired a little spot pass out to him. He turns that corner and right down the field. Spencer Lindsay, credit him. Great effort getting back and saving a touchdown there.
But 75 yards to turn the momentum of the ball game, and it's now first and 10 for the Jays. And call it first and goal. I think the ball is touching the 10-yard line. So first and goal, right on the 10, ball on the right hash near the Creighton Prep bench. Line up in the I formation, man to the left. They give it to Wynn. Wynn's going to file forward to the 8 before he is pushed backwards. And so they want to get Wynn outside, Tony. That's already apparent. Carney, I'm doing a pretty good job up the middle here. They didn't do that well in the first couple series against North Star last week.
Yeah, exactly, Doug. And I think the line is a big question mark. I think going into this season, everybody knew about the skill position people with Carney High had. They were very happy to have all those guys. But the lines were going to be whether this team was successful or not. And a 7-2, you got to think, credit the line play, and then those guys were stepping up and filling their roles.
A gain of 1, a second and goal at the 9. And they'll give it to the fullback this time. Carnazzo gets through there quickly across the 5 and down to the 3-yard line. A very quick hitter for Dominic Carnazzo. And that's going to be a gain of 6. Third and goal at the 3.
Yeah, Maloli and Yoakum both right there about a yard in the backfield. Just kind of overran. They went right by him. Real quick hitter that time by the Blue Jays.
So third down and goal at the 3. Kearney would love to come away with a stop here and keep him out of the end zone. They're going to line up in a full house backfield. McClay, long count. He's going to give it to Wynn behind two blockers on the left side. Goes nowhere. Busted through the line and meeting him at the line of scrimmage is Zach Maloli, and it's fourth and goal.
Elliot Clifford came with Maloli, Doug. Both of those guys got in the backfield. That was one of those. Everybody was in about 3 yards of the line of scrimmage that time.
And it looks like Creighton Prep is going to line up and go for the field goal here. And it will be a 20-yard field goal attempt. Dan Korn, low snap, it's handled. The kick is on the way, and the kick is good. So with 5:02 to go in the first quarter, Creighton Prep is on the board. It's Omaha Creighton Prep 3, Kearney nothing. We'll be back with the kickoff after this timeout on Classic Hits.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand-name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Five Points Bank, the better bank. Go to fivepointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with Five Points Bank. The better bank is just simply better.
And welcome back to Foster Field. Always a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school football and sports throughout the season here on Classic Hits 98.9. Creighton Prep strikes first. Kearney with the ball. Creighton Prep hits one big play, a 75-yard swing pass, but they cannot get into the end zone. It has to settle for a 20-yard field goal. Exactly 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Korn teeing up and let it fly, and boy, does he punch that one well. And again, it's 5 yards deep in the end zone, and nothing Kearney can do, so they'll take over at the 20-yard line. A real weapon there for Korn.
Look, I'm not so sure Coach Cool would be real disappointed with that first drive. I think, you know, disaster could have struck, and they go 3 and out. You know, they move the ball and get 3-4 first downs. Hey, you showed you can move the ball, and then you build from there. You had a drop ball on the outside, maybe would have helped you early on there. But I think you build on that first drive.
Correction on the field goal, Greg Maloli kicking the field goal. Korn is the kickoff man, but Greg Maloli was the man that made the 20-yard field goal. So now Kearney will take over down 3-0, and they will send a man in motion in Sherrible from right to left. There's going to be a penalty flag at drawn to Maloli. It's a huge play. Maloli's going to score a touchdown, but it's coming back. Zach Maloli, 50-40, and all the way to the end zone. But the referee, he's not jogging down the field too far because he knows it's coming back. That is a gut-wrencher because I'm pretty sure the illegal shift had nothing to do with the play that Kearney just scored on, and it's coming all the way back.
Well, you're right. That is a heartbreaker, Doug. Somebody goes in motion, which is shareable, and then the running back right beside McNitt moves at the same time. Both those guys move, and a real easy call. The flag was out well before he was into the linebacking corner and down the field. So official knew he had a penalty there and made a call immediately.
That's one, though, that, you know, you just kind of get that ill feeling in your stomach right there. Kearney had a chance to take the lead here.
Yeah, you're exactly right. It'll really take the momentum. If you think that maybe the momentum hasn't really went one side or another. Kearney didn't stop him inside the 10 there and hold him to a field goal. So we'll have to see, but that could have been a huge play build on for the Bearcats.
So now instead of a touchdown and a 6-3, 7-3 lead, they've got first and 15 at their own 15. Quite a difference in what happens on that 5-yard penalty.
Exactly right. Now the first 15, you automatically got to go to the air right here on first down, or you go back to the running game. We'll see.
Well, here we go. First down and 10 for the Bearcats. They'll put Julie Green wide to the left side this time. 2 men out to the right. Sherrible in motion. They're going to try and put him in motion again, and they will give it to Maloli, and this time Maloli gets a yard. So the difference between 80 and 1, and they're at the 16.
I think that was the same play Maloli went for the touchdown on just the other side, maybe. They tried it over there. It didn't work that time.
Got some score updates for you. All Class A and B going tonight at the half in Class B. Crete 35, Scottsbluff nothing. Elkhorn 7, Omaha Gross nothing in the first. Beatrice is up on Holdridge in the first, 7-0. Millard North defeated Norfolk today 42-10. And earlier today, it was Millard South over Lincoln Southwest 28-16. Scores from our Valentino's scoreline on KKPR. 2nd and 14, McNitt back to pass. Looks right the whole way underneath. This pass is going to be complete, short gain for Jacob Lundgren up to the 24-yard line. It's going to be 3rd down and 6. We'll give him a gain of 8 on the play.
Good pass by McNitt. He knew he wanted to make this a manageable 3rd down, and now you got pretty much full allotment of your playbook. If you go to 3rd and 15, you're pretty limited, and they can put extra defensive backs in there to make sure Shields is limited on that play.
And obviously, Brandon Cool wants to keep it simple as he can for a Class A playoff game for his first-time starting quarterback, Luke McNitt, the sophomore, taking over for Taylor Fish, who was injured in the fourth quarter last week. 3rd down, 6 for the Bearcats, their own 24, trailing 3-0. And McNitt back to pass, looking left, now looking right, and it is incomplete, and there is a penalty flag for pass interference.
Well, it's offsetting because they got a hole in the backfield.
They were trying to get it to Shields, and that time Carmody came over the top of him, and yes, there is a flag in the backfield. And Kearney High hasn't been too bad on the penalty situation this year, a couple of costly ones early. Holding on Kearney, pass interference on Omaha Creighton Prep. The penalties will offset. We'll run 3rd and 6 again.
Well, once again, you know, it's really disappointing when you got an opportunity to move the chains right there with a pass interference. It was a real easy call. There were two white jerseys on the ground in the backfield, which probably was a real easy call for the hat back there, too, though.
Doug Dude along with Tony Davis on Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM, Ernie Hastings in Grand Island, and as always, the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. 3:17 to go in the first quarter. It's Omaha Creighton Prep 3 and Kearney nothing. Bearcats on their second possession. It is 3rd and 6 at their own 24, and Creighton Prep's offside. No flag. They throw it across the middle. Doesn't matter. It's complete to the 33-yard line for a Kearney Bearcat first down to Joey Green.
Yeah, real quick hitter. Joey Green just sneaks out right across the middle. McNitt hits him with a laser, and first down, move the chains.
Going to be a 10-yard pass. McNitt has already put it up 7 times. He is 4 for 7 for 40 yards here in the first quarter, and Kearney will have their 3rd first down. Creighton Prep just won, but it was a 75-yard swing pass that Richard Wynn Jr. broke open. And contained him on the ground, 4 carries, 5 yards. 3-0, though, Creighton Prep. Maloney now to the left, trips to the right side for McNitt. Lone man out to the left side. They'll give it to Maloney, maybe a halfback pass. No, it's just nowhere to go, and he is dropped way behind the line of scrimmage at the 27-yard line on the tackle by Michael Wagner of the Junior Jays, and a loss of 7 yards on the play.
Well, Coach Cool is not very happy down there on Joey Green's getting the energy coming from Coach Cool. He was down the field. Not sure what happened there. The play was blown up. There were people in the backfield all the way down the line, it looked like.
Well, Maloney just didn't see anything he liked for a moment. I thought he was going to pull up and try and throw the football, but he never did do that. He never switched it to just one hand. So Shields now to the left. And they're going to go with a tight end set this time as they're going to put to the right side Joey Green. And this time McNitt's going to keep it off the left side. Big hole, 30, 35, 40. It's as far as he can run, 50, 40. And he's struck down from behind at the 37-yard line of Creighton Prep. First down, Kearney.
They think they found a special one in this sophomore. That was a quick hitter. Once he broke the line of scrimmage, the linebackers were on their heels and immediately chasing. Defensive backs dragging him down, and Carmody was one of them. I think Tevin Getter was the other one down there. They could go back to play before that. Tevin Getter, number 8, they double-teamed Shields on the far outside. Had 2 guys over there on him, maybe taking some pressure off some of these other guys.
A 36-yard run for the sophomore quarterback, and it's 1st and 10 at the J37-yard line, trailing 3-0 Bearcats. Both times across midfield. McNitt back to pass. Here comes the pressure, and he'll be sacked at the 45-yard line.
Peter Stoll gets through there. Maloney took him on, but he went right around Maloney once he made the initial contact, and McNitt had his feet set, and he takes him to the ground.
Well, he looked over there and saw that on that really 2 men got through, and one of them was getting blocked, so he turned to his right, and he was concentrated on the guy from there and kind of forgot what was going on to the left side, and it's going to be a loss of 8. So 2nd and 18, the last 2 first-time plays A loss of 7 and a loss of 8 for the Bearcats, putting them in long yardage situations yet again. Two men out wide to the left. This time it's going to be Shields wide left, and in the slot left will be Sherrible. Two to the right, Green, and, of course, the flanker Lundgren. McNitt rolls right. He'll throw across the middle, and it is dropped at the 37-yard line. Lundgren was looking to see which way he wanted to run and didn't hold on to the football, and that'll bring up third and long for the Bearcats, stopping the clock with 47 seconds to go in the first quarter, 3-0 Creighton Prep.
Doug, that was a play that wasn't designed to go the distance, wasn't designed to be that big play, but it was designed to get you back in third and 10 or right around there and have a chance to move the chains here on third. And now you're basically throwing one up, I think.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right, Tony. You've got a punter in Spencer Lindsay. You don't want to get him much closer, and it's third and 18. No need to try something over the middle that could get picked. Let's see if they bring the blitz here. McNitt. Back to pass. Shields crossing route right side looking for him. It's a jump ball into double coverage. It's underthrown and intercepted at the 20, and there's room to run. 30, 40, midfield, a block. 45, 40, 35, and drug out of bounds at the 30-yard line. With the pick is Matt Carmody. It was just an underthrown ball, and that's even better than a putt for Omaha Creighton Prep. About the only bad thing that could happen there was an underthrown ball that could be returned, and it was a huge return that time of 50 yards.
Well, as McNitt comes off the field, the starting quarterback Fish right there to pat him on the shoulder pads and say, hey, just relax. It was well underthrown, and McNitt tried to get all of his arm into it and did not get on all into it.
Well, Kearney's had two nice drives but have gotten nothing out of them, and here's a draw play to Richard Wood Jr. right up the middle, and there is no linebacker, and he is into the end zone. One play, touchdown, Creighton Prep. A 30-yard run for Richard Wynn Jr., and it's 9-0.
Boy, Doug, Kearney was just disorganized to getting the defense out there. Had people kind of scattered out. Never did really get set. Prep gets out there. Quick hitter, boom, right up the middle. Win for 6.
And now coming in to try the extra point will be Greg Malloy. Boy, Kearney had their chances here in the first quarter, Tony, and Creighton Prep has made them pay. Turning this baby around, remember, an 80-yard touchdown run was wiped off on that last series by an illegal shift. And here the extra point is beat up and no good. And so Kearney High won't give up the full 7, just the 6 on the missed extra point. 27 seconds to go in the first quarter. Omaha Creighton Prep 9. Kearney nothing. Will have the kickoff in 30 seconds.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Welcome back to high school football. Glad you're tuning in tonight to Classic Hits 98.9 of the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. 9-0, Omaha Creighton Prep. Two big plays, 75-yard swing pass, set up the field goal, and one play, 30-yard run that just made it 9-0.
Yeah, it's disappointing because the Bearcats have moved the ball, Doug. They've done a lot of positive things here, but the score has not been one of them.
And, of course, the big foot of Dan Korn has put it in the end zone twice, and the third time here is also going to sail into the end zone. And so it'll be the third time that the Bearcats have started at the 20. The first two times they got it into Creighton Prep territory. The first time they had to punt it away. The second time after the sack, they had a third and 18 and threw it deep, and not deep enough. It was intercepted and returned 50 yards to the Bearcat 30 in the next play when Junior took it in.
Yeah, you know, it was one of those deals where both receivers were about 6 or 8 yards. They had no chance to come back and make the play of the ball that far underthrown. The defensive back sat back there, gobbled up and down the sideline. He went. Big play for Prep.
First down and 10 as the Bearcats get their offense back on the field. McNitt will move Lindsay motion from right to left, give them twins to that side. Here's a drop play. Maloli up the middle, gets hit by the middle linebacker and shoved backwards after about a 3-yard gain. Dominic Carnazzo. He's playing fullback tonight, normally just a defensive starter. He's got a fullback, but the inside linebacker, Carnazzo, stops him after a gain of 2, and that's going to be the final play of the first quarter of play. After one here in the Class A state opening round game, it's Omaha Creighton Prep 9 and Kearney. We'll be back with some numbers and get you ready for the second quarter right after this on KKPR.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Along with our producer-engineer Stacy Johns and Tony Davis, I'm Doug Duda back with you at Foster Field here in Kearney as the second quarter of this Class A state playoff game now begins. Second and 8 Bearcats at their own 22-yard line. They trail 9-0 here. And Luke McNitt will take the snap. Back to pass. Going to throw it out here to Lindsey, and it's through his hands at the 25-yard line, and he was wide open. They'd given him a big cushion. That may be the first pass that really wasn't quite on the mark. Lindsey probably could have caught, but it was a little bit tall there. Tyler Shields, that's probably a catch because Tyler's a little bit taller than Lindsey. 5'10 for Spencer, and Tyler at 6'4.
Almost wonders wobbler that ball came out of the defensive end. Maybe didn't get that tipped a little bit.
McNitt, 4 of 9 with an interception, 40 yards of the first quarter. He had a 36-yard run. Maloli, 6 carries, 0 yards. Of course, he was dropping a 7-yard loss, so that took care of anything that he had positive. Back to pass on third down and miscommunication here between the intended receiver, Tyler Shields, and the quarterback, Luke McNitt. Shields was running a fly. McNitt thought he was going to run a little hook on the sideline there in the incomplete.
Yeah, I think McNitt thought he was just going to the chains and trying to get it first down, a little down and out right at the first down marker, and the ball thrown well underneath behind Shields by about 8 yards.
Brandon Cool over talking to his young quarterback. He's going to have some patience with him, which he is. Talking to Tyler Shields. It's the kids that will probably have to keep the focus here as the punt, Lindsey, and we've got whistles before he can get it away. And motion going to be called on Kearney. That will be the third penalty on the Bearcats.
Something kind of interesting between last week and this week, Doug. Not everybody dressed for the Bearcats. Only about 50 players suiting up. I think they've got less players than Creighton Prep does, probably on their sideline.
Yeah, Kearney High doesn't have everybody on the program suited up tonight. And, of course, one of them they wish they did in Taylor Fish, although McNitt's played okay so far this football game. They just don't have any points on the board. And their defense is going to have to shut them down. Creighton Prep's had it twice, and they've scored twice. A field goal and a touchdown. Time of possession, though, belongs to Kearney. Now Lindsey to boot it away. Tries to get a little more in it. Good spiral. Taking it to the 46-yard line up to the 50. There is Matt Carboni with some room to the right side. 40. Breaks a tackle. 30. And all the way up to the 25-yard line before Young can bring him down.
Boy, Doug, he kicked that ball right down the center of the field. Something a lot of times you'll see him angle that ball, try to use a sideline a little bit. That ball fielded right smack dab in the middle of the field. It had all sorts of room right from the get-go.
That's going to be a 36-yard punt, but a return of 28 yards. And so first down and 10 at the Bearcat 25-yard line, already up 9-0. Kearney High needs something good for them. They can't afford to be trying to play catch-up. So with Omaha Creighton Prep, crowd trying to make a little bit of noise here. Man in motion from right to left out of the I formation. Wynn Jr. over the left side. Hit, keeps struggling to get forward to the 21, and he'll be down there, gain of 4.
Pretty good job of the defensive line that time. Also, Maloli comes from linebacker position, but number 53 right there, Jackson Gannon, was in on the tackle as well. So you need to start hearing some of those interior numbers and the names being called if they're going to slow down this Creighton Prep running game.
Got other games that are going on around Central Nebraska. Aurora has taken a 15-0 lead over Hastings midway through the first. We'll give you more in a moment. They actually are going to put McClay in the shotgun here for the first time. And in motion from right to left, they'll still handed off. Wynn Jr. almost dropped the ball. Stretch play right side is going to be ridden out of bounds at the 20, maybe the 19. It's going to be a short gain. Not much happening on that one as Dudzinski went in motion, and then Wynn Jr. kind of had to rip it out of his quarterback McClay's hands.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I don't know if the quarterback wanted to hand it off or keep it there.
Going to call it no gain on the play, and so third down and six and a half yards, and Kearney could hold him to another field goal attempt here. That would be a victory. Let's see if the Bearcats can do that. 9-0, even if they make a field goal, it would be a 12-0 two-possession ball game. Right now, though, Creighton Prep's going to spread it out for the first time. Four wides, and Wynn Jr. is not in the backfield. McClay looks right, looks left. It's an inside screen. It's complete, the 20, the 15. Bouncing off a man, the 10, the 5. Dudzinski is close to the goal line, but a penalty flag comes out at the 15-yard line. Dudzinski is down at the 1, but this looks like it might be an illegal block on Creighton Prep. Dudzinski, I mean, Wynn Jr. is great, but Dudzinski, if they're going to do anything else on offense, that's the kid they're going to get the ball to, one of the few kids that starts both ways.
Yeah, very, very shifty, and what a great spin move in the middle of the field to avoid a tackle, and that's what is exactly what's going to be, a block in the back, so they're going to back up the Blue Jays here.
So they got about 8 yards on the completion, but the penalty will back them up, and we'll replay third down, but it's not going to be that drastic of a situation. It moves it all the way back, what, to the 22? They maybe instead it was 3rd and 6, now it's 3rd and 7. So they'll play it again, and this time McClay will stand the shotgun with his two backs flanking him in Carnazzo and Wynn Jr. Quick snap back to pass, looking over the middle, looking deep, firing towards the end zone. Lindsey's there, and Lindsey intercepts it. And he's thinking about running it out, and he shouldn't have done it. They tackle him at the 4. It's an interception, but Lindsey ran it out of the end zone at the 4-yard line.
Yeah, you're great. You're all excited. You're fired up on adrenaline. You get the pick, and you break away from the initial guy that was supposed to catch the ball. And then all of a sudden, instead of just taking a knee and getting the ball at the 20, you try and run it out and make something happen. And the thing, people converge on you and take you down inside the 5. So Kearney with their backs against the wall, but they hold serve there, 9-0 here.
Well, I know Lindsey looked up, and there was probably open field because the wide receivers, they were on the back of the end zone. He intercepted it about 8-9 yards. He actually looked down to see if his feet were still in. So he actually traveled about 15 yards before he got tackled. But the guys, the wide receivers behind him are the ones that caught it. So first down and 10 here for the Bearcats. They still stay out of that pistol formation at their own 3. They'll give it to Maloli. Nice block up the middle. That'll get him to the 5-yard line. He'll be tackled there by Ryan Flynn. A couple of yards on the play for Zach Maloli. We are just underway here in the second quarter. Nearing the Smith mark, it's Creighton Prep 9 and Kearney nothing.
Now you look at those boxes up front, 275, 270, 250, just across the line. They're big, big individuals up on that defensive line for the Blue Jays.
Ball marked at the 5. Kearney will spread them out. Shields to the right side, trips to the left side. Or as we say, everybody else. McNitt going to keep himself off the right side. Got a little bit of a gap. Gets up towards the 10-yard line. Maybe stretches forward to the 11. It'll be 3rd and short. 6 yards for Luke McNitt.
Pretty shifty run by McNitt there, avoiding a couple tacklers right at the line of scrimmage. And once again in on the tackle, Ryan Flynn, number 43, is all over the place.
Well, obviously, Tony, it's easy to see that Luke McNitt, if he continues to play like this and improve over the next 2 years, they'll forget about that other McNitt that played football here a few years ago.
Yes, if you don't know what we're talking about, old brother Ty played for Kearney. I went on a pretty decent career with the UNK Lopers.
Very good career. 3rd and 2.5 here for Kearney High. And they will give it to Maloli off the right side, and he is going to have the first down across the 15 and up to the 17-yard line. Just got tripped up. In fact, the corner had to come up and stick him to make sure that he was actually down. It's going to be a gain of 6, first down.
Yeah, I think that corner was Miles Fitzsimmons, number 28, actually lost his helmet in the process, trying to slow Maloli down. Excuse me, that's number 20, Chase Jasinski, in on the stop.
You know, so far, Creighton Prep only has 2 first downs in this ball game, but the 75-yard swing pass, a 50-yard interception return, a great punt return of 28 yards, and a 30-yard run for a touchdown by Wynn Jr. That's why they're up 9-0. First down and 10 Bearcats at their own 17-yard line. And it's going to be McNitt to keep it. And, oh, he got hit pretty hard as he brought it right up the middle.
Yeah, right there to greet him. It looks to be Dominic Carnazzo again.
Short gain in the play up to maybe the 19-yard line. We'll say it's a gain of one, maybe one and a half. We're going to keep it at second and nine.
You know, making a big run on that last series, and it looked like there was a really big hole on that play. And I don't know if they catch Creighton Prippen a shift or something. There was just nothing there on that run.
Here's the same formation, the double tight end with only two wideouts that McNitt had the big run on, but he's going to go back to pass, looking to the right, throwing deep. He's trying to get it to Lindsey, and the ball is tipped and incomplete. I think that's actually Nate Stevens who's trying to get the ball to Tony. Nate Stevens running the seam route, and good defense back there. Stevens 50-50, whether he's trying to catch it or just knock it away from the defender.
Yeah, Tevin Jeter running step for step with him. Both those guys, it's a little bit slow to get up, and they're going to knock the wind out of both of them for a second.
Well, Tony McNitt got off to a pretty solid start. He was 4 of his first 7, but on his last 5 passes, he's 0 of 5 with an interception. So that has kind of slowed Kearney down moving the ball. 8:01 to go here in the first half, 9-0 Prep. 4 wideouts again on 3rd and 9 at the Bearcat 19-yard line. McNitt back to pass, and more penalty flags before we get anything going. I think maybe one of the wideouts took off too soon, and that'll be the 3rd illegal motion or shift penalty here on Kearney for 15 yards, and that'll make it 3rd and 14 back at the 14.
Yeah, McNitt goes ahead and fires the ball out there, and good thing that play was blown down because Michael Wagner just sitting there, 6 foot, 480 pounds of him, waiting to walk into the end zone with that one.
Beautiful night for football. You can't ask for anything more on the final night of football in October. The winner of this football game, of course, advances on to the state quarterfinals where it won't get any easier, and we'll talk about that coming up at halftime. But that's coming up next Friday, whoever wins this ball game. 3rd and 14 at their own 14. McNitt takes the snap, looks left. Looks left. Here comes pressure. He's in trouble, and he is going to be dropped at the 10. Another sack back there for Omaha Creighton Prep, and that is going to be number 75, Peter Stahl.
You know, that, Doug, that's where you're going to see over the next 2 years. McNitt's going to have to either escape. Once that pocket started collapsing, he just stood in there too long. He's going to have to get out of there or get rid of the football so that doesn't happen.
Grand Island, they don't kick off until 8 o'clock. That triple header going on at Buell Stadium. So no score updates on that, obviously, as Spencer Lindsey will now stand back in his own end zone on 4th and 19 at the 9. And the punt is away, a low line drive punt that's not going to go very far. Taking it to 42 and breaking a tackle and then just getting bowled under.
Grady Kowalski, number 65. He did the old spin move when he came out of the spin move. Grady said, how you doing tonight?
33-yard punt, and Chase Dudzinski made a nice start up the field, got it to the 31, and then just got crushed.
Well, look at Creighton Prep. They're just out here ready to go. They're going to press the pace, and hopefully the Bearcats will get ready for this one.
Let me recorrect that. That's 36-yard line, so a return of about 6 on that punt. 7:08 to go, first half, 9-0, Creighton Prep. Kearney's moved the ball, but not enough, and now another penalty flag. We've seen a lot of flags from the same gentleman over here, and that's going to be lining up in the neutral zone on the offense.
Someone, I was kind of with you, Doug. There's been twice, and I thought they were offsides on the defense. If they're up there crowding that line of scrimmage, but no calls yet. That was the first one tonight on Prep on that particular, where they got somebody in that neutral zone.
They had a block in the back on that pass to Dudzinski right before the interception, and then we had offsetting penalties on a pass interference and a hold earlier. So 3 penalties on Kearney for 15 yards, 2 penalties on Creighton Prep for 15 yards, and that'll back it up to the 41-yard line. 1st and 15, Creighton Prep out of the shotgun with 3 to the wide side. Fake it to Carnazzo. No, they'll hand it to him on the fullback trap, and he's going to get to the 35-yard line. He carried out the fake beautifully, and Carnazzo's going to get 5, maybe 5.5.
Big number 67, Stoltenberg, up there leading the way for him, pushing people forward.
Nice fullback dive there for Dominic Carnazzo, his second carry for 11 yards. Again, the regular starting fullback, senior Tyler Johnson, came down ill today and not able to play in the football game, although he crawled out of the bus to come watch this. It is 2nd down and 10 because it was 1st and 15, and penalty flags again. And another illegal procedure penalty on Creighton Prep, and it's the same guy, Tony, on the side judge on the Kearney sideline. Been an illegal motion. All three penalties on Creighton Prep here in this quarter. It'll bring up second down and 15.
Well, Creighton Prep coaches are over there asking. He's out there pointing, got the old hand signals going, what number it's on. So they're questioning the call over there. And I'm sure Coach Cool is helping the guy on the sidelines make that call maybe a little bit too.
Tom Jaworski trying to keep his career going at the end of this season. He is going to retire. I think one of those coaches that probably doesn't wear the headset a whole lot. Second down and 15. Let his assistants take it. Slot right. They will move Dudzinski in motion from right to left and rolling out to throw it. Here's a little flare pass. It's complete at the 40. They get it to the fullback out to the 34-yard line is Carnazzo. So they make a nice little gain on the play to get about 8, and that'll bring up third down and 8. So we'll say a 7-yard gain to bring up third down and 8.
Yeah, Clifford running right there with him, about a step behind. Good tackle on the outside. He always nervous those one-on-one tackles on the outside, but Carney, about as good as anybody, zeroing in on somebody and taking him down.
Well, Creighton Prep isn't flashy, pretty disciplined, and they've had two or three big plays, a couple on offense and a couple on defense. And that'll bring up another third down and 8 here for Creighton Prep at the Bearcat 34-yard line. They spread the field 4 wide with Carnazzo in the backfield with McClay, the quarterback, in the shotgun. Back to pass, looks right underneath. It is complete to Wynn Jr. Breaks a tackle at the 25, on his feet to the 20. He drags a whole host of Bearcats for the first down.
Doug, right now the quarterback, McClay, gets up. Maloli came in, hit him right at the knees. Maloli got tripped up. And it was right at the knees, and he's trying to walk it off. But he took a shot, a very, very little shot.
A 13-yard gain, and so Creighton Prep had it second and 15, and they're able to convert it here. Split out wide on the left side is going to be split end Jackson Toner. Man to the right side is going to be Dudzinski, and they will hand it to Wynn Jr. Comes to the right seam, hit at the 20 by Lindsay, and gets up to about the 17 before being shoved backwards.
They've got one they're on the right hash. They've got one lone receiver clear over. He's got to be 30 yards from the play, and Joey Green's out there on it. Got to feel like they're on an island all by themselves over there.
Trey Anderson also in on the tackle there for the Bearcats. They'll mark it at the 15-yard line. We'll say a 3-yard gain for Wynn Jr. Right now 42 yards, 30 of them on the touchdown run. Nothing prep. Second down and 8. Draw play. Carnazzo, big hole, 15-10. Boy, he is a quick hitter. He explodes, and Lindsay in on the tackle for another first down at the 6. A gain of 11 for Dominic Carnazzo, and it's going to be first and goal, Creighton Prep at the Kearney 6, already leading 9-0 with 4:17 to go, first half.
You know, that fullback trap play has really been successful from the first quarter till now. Anytime they've run that, they've been in the linebackers in that secondary almost immediately untouched.
Neither team has burned a timeout yet. Out of the I formation, they will put McClay under center. He'll call the cadence on the right hash, turn, hand it to Wynn Jr., and there's motion. And I saw this one. That was the left guard, or left tackle, excuse me, I believe it was, that fired quickly. And another illegal motion penalty here on Omaha Creighton Prep. And so it'll back him up. It'll be first and goal at the 11.
I still think it'd be interesting to see how McClay hangs in there at quarterback. Doug, he was over there. He had his hands on his knees for a second again, trying to just shake his legs out. It was one of those weird deals. You saw Tom Brady, you know, hurt the knee when somebody goes in low. Now in the NFL, they'll call a 15-yard penalty on that. It was much higher. It's right above the knees where Maloli hit him.
First and goal at the 11-yard line now. They'll turn and give it to Wynn Jr. off the right side. He's hit at the 8 and driven backwards. So Carney High does a good job of securing things. It's going to be second down and goal.
Yeah, Clifford in there along with number 22, Shareable, doing a good job. There's been some hitting going on all night tonight. Anytime you see 4 or 5 blue jerseys around one white jersey, you know, there's just some pounding going on.
And now we will have our first timeout of the game. It's going to be a 2-yard gain just inside the 9. A timeout going to be called here by Omaha Creighton Prep. With 3:11 to go in the first half of our Class A state playoff opening round game, it's Omaha Creighton Prep 9, Kearney nothing. And we'll be back after this timeout on Classic Hits 98.9.
5 Points Bank, the better bank. Go to 5pointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with 5 Points Bank. The better bank is just simply better.
At
at ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide personalized, quality care. Trust your hearing health care and hearing aid products to the experts, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And after the Creighton prep timeout, it'll be second down and goal at the 9-yard line here for the Jays, leading it 9-0. Again, can Kearney come up with a stop here? McClay under center out of the I formation. He's going to drop back to pass. Looks left, pump fake, looking into the end zone for Dudzinski, and he makes an incredible catch. Got the toe down, touchdown. There's your island, Tony. Dudzinski hauls it in. Good coverage out there by Lundgren, but he throws it right towards the sideline for a 9-yard touchdown pass, and he had to get that toe down, and he tapped it in.
Well, that's what I think Lundgren was saying. There's no way he can get in, so he didn't go for the football. He thought, I'm just going to nudge him out of bounds. Well, he miraculously made the catch and kept his feet in bounds, and a big play, big turnaround there for Creighton Prep.
Now, Greg Malloy for the extra point. Remember, he missed the last one. This one is on the way, and it is up, and it is good. So with 3:05 to go here in the first half, Omaha Creighton Prep has come on the road and taken a 16-0 lead over the Bearcats. We'll take a timeout. Be back with more after this on Classic Hits and KKPR.com.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, Dr. Wilkinson provides comprehensive care in the areas of total joint replacement surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
Chase Dudzinski with the 9-yard touchdown reception, and it makes it 16-0 as Dan Korn ready to boot it away. There is no wind to speak of. If there is, it's less than 5 mile an hour. On the big flag here, it's not even moving it. And so here is the kick by Korn. Everyone's been a touchback so far, but not this one. Returnable at the 4. Lindsay up the middle, 10, 15, 20, needs something good. Breaks containment, 30, 32-yard line. He'll be tripped up there.
Yeah, tripping him up was Jeter, and that's why he's the second leading tackler on this team, right behind to Ryan Flynn. Does a good job, and he bounced that one. He was off to the races. Good job of cutting that back across the field, Doug.
Tony, coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report, all the first half stats, scores from across the state on this opening night of the Class A and B playoffs, and six-man. Haven't got any six-man updates, maybe a little by halftime. Stats and more. 2:57 to go here for the Bearcats. They need something good. Malloy trying to get to the outside. He'll come across the 35 and get it out to near the 38-yard line. Good gain of 6 yards, but clock running. Kearney does have all their timeouts, so they'd like to get a first down and then kind of see where they're at here. They don't want to go 3 and out and give Creighton Prep one more chance, but it's at that point, Tony, where you're thinking because Creighton Prep's going to get the ball first to start the second half, Kearney kind of needs to get in the end zone before halftime if they want to have thought to win this game.
You're exactly right. Of course, with the missed extra point, it's still just a two-possession game.
Second down, and McNitt's going to keep it himself. Room up the middle, 40, 45, and he's upended there at the 46-yard line. There's Dudzinski in there, also coming up from his safety position to help out for Creighton Prep is going to be Tevin Jeter.
That Jeter's just all over the place. You watch him. He's out on coverage. He's in the middle of the field. He sneaks up towards the line of scrimmage at times, and he's a safety at times.
Good gain on the play there by McNitt. And it'll move the chains here for Kearney High. First down and 10 at the 47-yard line. Gain of 11, and now we've got penalty flags again.
Offsides, they're going to call.
Omaha Creighton Prep this time, lining up in the neutral zone at a 5-yard offside penalty here.
And now another penalty comes in. I think they're going to get unsportsmanlike conduct on the Creighton Prep bench.
Uh-oh. No need for that. You're up 16-0. That's a sideline
warning. Okay.
That's a warning, so don't do it again, or then it will be a penalty. But the offsides will make it first down and 5 for the Bearcats and move it across midfield. It'll be at the Creighton Prep 48-yard line, so the third time tonight, Kearney has been in G territory, but have not been able to find a way to get that goose egg off the scoreboard. McNitt out of the shotgun, again with three wides. He's going to throw it into the slot. It's going to be complete to Young, and he's going to have a short gain. Trey is going to have enough for the first down because they only needed 5 yards, getting it down to the 41-yard line, a gain of 7.
Well, Robert Mann right there in the coverage brings him to the ground. The fundamentals, obviously, that's why Jaworski's been around for so long, but these guys wrap up with the best of them on the outside. You know, you look for him to do a little spin move and maybe get around the tackle. Not to be done yet tonight.
First and 10, it's Creighton Prep 41. McNitt takes it. Going to hand it off to Maloli, trying to get outside. Nothing there. Cuts it back up the middle. 35, breaks a tackle, got to the 31, and hanging on to Dudzinski, or he might have been gone. All the containment came near the Kearney bench, and it was a gain of nearly 10. I'm surprised they're not stopping the clock here to measure. They have stopped the clock, so they may bring the chains in. Oh, they're not even going to do that. First down. It's going to be a 10-yard gain for Zach Maloli. That's going to be his best run of the night. And now Kearney in position to run the play as soon as they set it. It's first down and 10 at the 31. And McNitt in the hurry-up offense, just two wideouts. Back to pass. Here comes the rush. He's going to decide to run it. 30-28. The big fella came through there in Peter Stahl, and he is a big, big man. And even McNitt went, oh, no.
Well, Doug, they had jumped that route on the outside. Number 26 for the Blue Jays, Wagner, jumped the route, and they were looking for Shields on a down and out. McNitt saw him out of the corner of his eyes and immediately tucked that ball up.
Less than a minute now. The clock's still running. Kearney has all their timeouts. Second down and 7 at the 28. McNitt looks right. Pump fake, wants to go to the end zone, and he is looking for Young, who is able to haul it in at the 1 and fall into the end zone for a Kearney touchdown. Trey Young on the 28-yard reception, and the Bearcats are on the board.
Now, Robert Mann was right there, but Young went up and took it from him. A lot of times you see Shields do that, but that time Young was able to haul it in.
Well, that's exactly what they wanted. They got the man-on-man coverage over there, and now Lindsey will come in to attempt the extra point. I saw some of the fans holding up go for 2 in the first half. I mean, I can see that if you don't think you can get some points on the board, but they're going to put Lindsey out there and try and get the sure extra point here. Lundgren, the holder. And we are waiting the snap. There it is. It's down. The kick is on the way, and the kick is up and good. With 42 seconds to go in the first half, Kearney has scored, and it's Omaha Creighton Prep 16, Kearney 7. And we'll be back after this on Classic Hits.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Well, Luke McNitt has just completed his first varsity touchdown pass to get Kearney on the board here in the opening round of the Class A state playoffs, a 28-yarder to Trey Young, and it makes it 16-7 Creighton Prep with just 42 seconds to go. So I know everybody on the Kearney sideline hoping Spencer can put this into the end zone. Then you make sure that Richard Wynn doesn't get free on a couple of plays and get into the locker room.
You got to think they're going to kick it to the left side of the field here away from him.
Unless they squib it. And it's going to be a short pooch kick that might go out of bounds, and it did. They did that last week against Lincoln North Star once, Tony, and Kearney actually got down the field. Creighton Prep just kind of looked at it. So Kearney had a chance there if it doesn't go out of bounds to cover it, but I think Creighton Prep could tell that it wasn't going to stay in bounds, and so Creighton Prep will get the ball at the 35, first and 10.
Yeah, last week it kind of bounces around down there, had a little backspin on it, and it hadn't been for one white jersey coming up from the bottom of the pile, it would have been Bearcat ball, but the Gators recovered that one. They tried to do the same thing there, but they were keeping it away from Wynn is really what they were doing.
Little surprised. I thought they would trust Lindsay to kick it into the end zone, and now three wideouts here. Creighton Prep acts like they're going to go deep. McClay, the quarterback, trips to the left side. He's going to roll to the left, and he does want to throw. Looking, throws underneath, and it is going to be complete to Dudzinski at the 42-yard line.
Boy, Ziegler running right with him. How he fit that ball in there, I don't know, right over in front of the Prep bench.
So 7 yards for McClay. McClay's done a pretty good job tonight. He's completed every pass, unfortunately, for them. One was to Carney, but he is 6 out of 7 with the pick. And he got out of bounds, stopping the clock with 36 seconds. 2nd and 4 at the 41. Back to pass out of the straight to snap. He swings it out here, and it's complete, but staying in bounds. He'll get it out here to Jackson Toner across midfield. Enough for the first down. That's going to be a gain of 10 to the 48-yard line. Didn't look like much, but it is enough to move the chains here for Creighton Prep. And they don't burn a timeout either. 26-25 out of the shotgun. Back to pass McClay. Pump fake rolls right. Now throws underneath and complete right on the sideline was Dudzinski at the 41-yard line. Creighton Prep would love to get a chance at a field goal, it looks like here. And he got out of bounds, stopping the clock. They'll mark the ball between the 40 and the 41-yard line. We'll call it a gain of 8.
Well, they're up hurried up, but there's really no sense, no reason to hurry.
Yeah, they could have huddled there. 19 seconds back to pass. McClay looking. He's going to throw it deep down the middle. Got a man behind, and Lindsay tips it, and it is intercepted by Carney at the 10. Return, 15, up to the 20, the right side, and that is where he's going to be spilled. Spencer Lindsay with his second interception as he tipped it and grabbed it. I thought for a minute there that Sherbel had come out of there with it, but Lindsay kind of tipped it up, it batted around, and up the field he came.
Yeah, he tried just a post pattern right down the middle of the field, and the ball just underthrown again. I think the Creighton Prep receiver had actually a step and a half on the guy. It was 82 as the intended receiver, Jackson Toner, down the field.
And it was just a tad bit underthrown, Tony. So Carney High, just 6 seconds here, time for one play. And I think they're just lining up to kneel the football. Yeah, they've lined up in the safety position here. And McNitt will come up, take the snap, and take a knee, and that will get us to halftime. So Carney's had a couple opportunities, and then the late touchdown here with less than a minute to go in the half gets them on the board. So they are still in the ball game, but Creighton Prep will get the ball to start the second half here in the opening round of the 2010 Class A State High School Football Playoffs at Foster Field, Ron and Carol Cope Stadium here at UNK. Your score at the half, Omaha Creighton Prep 16 and Carney High 7. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Stats, scores, breakdown of the first half, and a whole lot more. So stay with us. We will have all that coming your way in just a moment. But, Tony, as the teams head on into the locker room, not sure who has the momentum. Creighton Prep doesn't necessarily have as much as they once had because Creighton Prep finally got in there with 3:05 to go and up 16-0. It looked good. And Carney able to march the ball down the field and cap it off with the 28-yard pass to Trey Young.
Well, Carney's done some real good things offensively, Doug. They have moved the ball really up and down the field. They've gotten picked up first downs. I don't know how many first downs you've got them for, but I think they take that most halves of football games. They just have not been able to score. You go back defensively, they give the 75-yard pass, right off the bat. Got them on the hill.
That was all run, too.
Hell yeah.
The fans
it was a spot pass. I mean, they zing it out there on the outside, and then they get their shifty little running back on the outside, gets the edge, and down the sideline he goes. And give credit to Spencer Lindsay for saving the touchdown there. He ran him down, stopped him right at the 10-yard line. You go back to the two-point conversion. Everybody, when Carney scores, holding up two fingers. I think Coach Kuhl said, hey, we're moving the ball. We're going to have opportunities to score, guys. We stay in this thing. Let's take the point right now and go to halftime 16-7. So I think that was positive for Carney.
Oh, yeah, and if Creighton Prep would happen to score again, if this gets a little higher scoring, then maybe it puts the onus on them to go for two, and if they don't get it, then Carney's in fine shape. Then it's a two-score game or one-score game, depending on who scores first. We are at the half. Omaha Creighton Prep 16, Carney 7. We've got a lot more to talk about as we head to halftime on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report next.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
And welcome back to high school football playoff action on Central Nebraska's sports leader, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island. This is Classic Hits 98.9 of the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Doug Duda, Tony Davis, our producer engineer, Stacy Johns. We are at halftime, and that means the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. At half, it's Omaha Creighton Prep 16 and Kearney High 7. We'll take a look at some of the stats here in just a little bit. But right now, let's turn it over to Tony Davis. He's got some scores for us on the Valentino's scoreline. Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game or call for one of their great pieces. You can carry it out. More Valentino's delivers right here in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight, Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
We head to McCook, where they've taken a 14-0 lead over Adams Central. That's late in the second quarter. At Lincoln Southeast, 7, Papillion 0. That is at the half. Elkhorn 27, Omaha Gross 14. Beatrice blasting Holdridge 34-0 in the second quarter. Crete 42, Scotts Bluff 0. Creighton 16. Oh, excuse me, there's a six-man score. Hitchcock County 40, Sioux County 8, Aurora 36, Hastings 0. That's late in the second as well. Lincoln Pius 7, Gretna 0. And, Doug, I think that's going to update us on the scores we've got.
Well, here it is, 16-7, Omaha Creighton Prep. Earlier today in Class A, it was Millard South over Lincoln Southwest 28-16, and Millard North was a winner over Norfolk as well. In games at Buell Stadium, where they play that triple header in Omaha. Stu Pospisil will always explains to us that is the place to be, but when Millard, and Millard all play there and they all got home games, they all want to play at home. And it started at 1 o'clock this afternoon with South beating Southwest, and at 4:30, kickoff North over Norfolk, and just getting underway, Grand Island playing the final game there against Millard West. Of course, North, South, and West were ranked 1, 2, 3 in all the publications, Huskerland Prep, Omaha, and Lincoln Papers as well.
Well, you know, and thank goodness they do play at that stadium, because I remember going down there into the Omaha North facility, which is a junior high, and Buell Stadium, I'm sure a lovely place to play football. Omaha North, that facility, not a nice place for a playoff game. So Crete, by the way, Doug, has went final. That is 42-0 over Scotts Bluff. So they blank Scotts Bluff tonight. No real surprise there. Everybody's looking forward to that Crete-Aurora matchup that people have been talking about since, the opening night of the season, I think.
Here's 16-7 is your score. Of course, classes C and D were playing their opening round games yesterday, and the field for the second round is set. All of these games will be played on Wednesday, and let's take a look at what we've got for you. In the C1 bracket, we'll start at the top and work our way down. In the West, top seed Ogallala will host Gordon Rushville at 5 o'clock Central Time. Grand Island Central Catholic will host Gothenburg at 7. St. Paul will be at Boone Central and Albion at 6. And Ord will be traveling to Pierce at 7 o'clock. Bad draw for the Chanticleers after a nice win yesterday. I think there's about half those teams at least left that they could beat, but that's not a good draw for them. In the East, Milford will host David City. Bishop Newman's at Ashland Greenwood. Wahoo is at Lincoln Lutheran. And Platteview is at Norfolk Catholic. Class C2 tomorrow, or Wednesday, in the West, it will be Ravenna at Crofton at 4, and we will have that game for you right here on Classic Hits 98.9. Hastings-St. Cecilia will be at Donovan-Trumbull at 6:30. North Platte-St. Pat's will host Perkins County at 7, and Cambridge will go to Blue Hill. They have had quite the rivalry here over the last 4 years, and they'll meet again in Blue Hill Wednesday at 5 in a game you can hear on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, the east half of the C2 bracket. It is Aquinas at Lincoln Christian, Homer at Wilbur Claytonia, Tri-County at Elmwood Murdoch, and Archbishop Bergen will be traveling to Humboldt to take on Humboldt Table Rock Steiner. In Class D1, the Western Bracket, up top, top seed Creighton will host Arapahoe at 4. Elgin Public Pope John will be at Alma at 3. South Loop will be taking on Kennesaw in Arnold. Now, South Loop, some people don't know that that is the Callaway-Arnold consolidation in its first year. That's a 4 o'clock kickoff on Wednesday in Arnold. And Axtell will be at Overton, and you'll hear that on ESPN 1460 on Wednesday night, kicking off at 6:30. The east half of the D1 bracket, Bancroft Rosalie will host Bruning Davenport Chickley. Friend will be at Pender, Windside at Osmond, and Newman Grove will be at West Point Central Catholic, who had the weird story of the night last night. They're up like 72-0, and the scoreboard went down. And I don't know if it was just lights or the scoreboard, but they had to delay the game when it was like 72-0 in this football game, and they ended up winning 78-6. Finally, in Class D2 in the West, Bertrand will be at Eustace Farnham at 6:30.
Should be a great, great football team. You know, Eustace Farnham's number one in playoff points. They played up. Alma's their lone loss in D1. Bertrand, the lone loss to Sumner last game of the season when Sumner got some people back. I know Bertrand's excited, and they're fired up to try and slay the Giant, the number one seed.
Pleasanton will play at Sargent. Of course, Pleasanton knocked out Sargent last year. Sargent looking forward to returning the favor. You'll hear that game Wednesday night at 7 o'clock right here on Classic Hits 98.9. Loomis will play at O'Neill St. Mary's at 3. We'll have that game for you on ESPN 1460. And Brady will travel to Mullen at 5. In the Eastern Bracket, Bloomfield will be at Giltner at 2:30 Wednesday afternoon. That's one of the first games to start. Sterling is at Howells. Humphrey is at Humphrey St. Francis. And Fall City Sacred Heart will be at Pawnee City as C&D continues on Wednesday. Also, this sub-districts and district volleyball tournaments get underway next week. Monday and Tuesday at the C19 sub-district volleyball tournament at Grand Island Northwest. And all of the matches on Monday, 4:30, Gibbon plays Centura at 6. Minden will play Wood River, and then the Gibbon-Centura winner will take on Kearney Catholic at 7:30 with the finals Tuesday at 7 o'clock. For Kearney High, you know what? Great job, Jason Owens and the girls last night. They did lose to Grand Island, but Grand Island, a top 10 team in Class A, and they took them 5 sets. And they are the number 2 seed and will head to Papillion La Vista South next Wednesday. They will play Omaha Westside at 5:30. A win, well, unfortunately, would put them against Papillion La Vista South, the number 1 team in the state and the number 4 team in the country. But that
the world, I think.
Yeah.
In the high school world, they are the number 4 team.
That is the draw there for the Lady Bearcats here.
For Central Nebraska fans, Papillion La Vista's got the former Karen Dahlgren's 2 daughters. Bertrand played at the University of Nebraska, was credited for the implementing the slide in college, and won the Broderick Award back in her day, the Heisman Trophy of volleyball.
Did she go to high school?
Capital City, Sweet Rock, Bertrand High.
We are at halftime here at Foster Field. It's Omaha Creighton Prep 16 and Kearney High 7. We'll be back with a look at the first half numbers after this timeout on Classic Hits 98.9 and the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, Dr. Adamson specializes in shoulder problems, including surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide personalized, quality care. Trust your hearing health care and hearing aid products to the experts. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Classic Hits 98.9. We're at Foster Field. Well, last week, Kearney High played Friday and UNK played at home on Saturday. Tony, that's not the case this week. The Lopers are on the road.
Yeah, they flew out heading to New Mexico, Western New Mexico. So they flew out of Grand Island on a charter yesterday morning, actually. So spent a little time there. They'll return right after the game. Should be a great RMAC football game. You know, the Lopers will be favored in this one, but it's a scary place to play. They want to get out of there with a win. 7-1 on the season. Continue to roll up to ninth in the country. Everybody's thinking if they can win out, there's an opportunity. And you knock on wood a little bit because you need a little luck with this as well. But there is an opportunity that the UNK Lopers would have one of those first-round byes and then would get the second round winner of a playoff game, but it would be at home, and they would certainly welcome that. Something that's never happened in UNK history.
Well, I'll take it a step farther. It would take a minor miracle for them, even if they're in the top 10 of the country, a minor miracle to crack the top two because of the region that they're in. But they could get as high as a 3 seed, which would get them at least a first-round home game, and they wouldn't have to play the number one team in the second round like they did last year. So I guess we'll see how that all plays out. Let's take a look here at the first half stats of our ball game, starting with Kearney High. Zach Maloli, 10 carries, 23 yards. Trey Young, 1 carry, 8 yards. Luke McNett, 7 carries, 45 yards. He's been sacked twice. Kearney High has carried it 18 times for 76 yards in the football game. For Luke McNett, he's put it up 14 times in this ball game. Started out okay, 4 of 7, then hit a bad streak, 0 of 5 with a pick, and then completed his last two passes, including the 28-yard touchdown reception by Trey Young. So 6 of 14, 1 interception, and 1 touchdown, 75 yards through the air for McNett, 76 on the ground, 151 yards of offense for Kearney here in the first half. I've got him for 9 first downs. They punted the ball 3 times for an average of 34 yards. 1 turnover, that was a 50-yard interception return back to the Kearney 30 that set up the first touchdown for Omaha Creighton Prep. 3 penalties for 15 yards, and the first penalty of the ball game was an illegal shift that negated an 80-yard Zach Maloli touchdown run when it was 3-0. Would have put the Bearcats ahead, Tony.
Yeah, you know, that was disappointing. But, Doug, the turnovers plagued the team. It wasn't so much as the turnover. If they would have tackled him right there, but it was the return which put Creighton Prep in business. That was a disappointing thing. Hey, I think the Bearcats are fine. They moved the ball. They got on the scoreboard. Probably some doubts of the sophomore quarterback. I guess you can't really take away the dry spell in there where he was 0-for-5 with the interception. But I guess I'd give the kid a B+, wouldn't you?
Not too bad. Not too bad so far. For his first start, we'll come back and take a look at Creighton Prep's first half numbers in 30 seconds on KKPR.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Age 50 or older, hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Back at UNK's Foster Field, here's a look at the numbers for Omaha Creighton Prep in the first half. Richard Wynn Jr., 9 carries, 44 yards and a touchdown on a 30-yard scamper. He also had that 75-yard swing pass that he ran about 72 yards with it down to the 10-yard line. Dominic Carnazzo, 3 carries, 22 yards. And McClay, as the quarterback, hasn't ran it, and they haven't sacked him, so no carries there. So just the two running backs, Wynn Jr. and Carnazzo, 12 carries, 66 yards. Through the air, every time McClay has thrown the ball, somebody has caught it. He is 8 of 10 with 2 interceptions and 1 touchdown pass. 137 yards passing, but again, 75 of that on one little swing pass. 137 through the air, 66 on the ground, 203 yards of offense for Omaha Creighton Prep, 6 first downs. They have turned it over twice in this football game on a pair of interceptions, and they have 5 penalties. They were all in the second quarter for 30 yards. A 20-yard field goal by Greg Malloy started the scoring with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter, set up on that swing pass. and then a 30-yard run by Richard Wynn Jr. First play after that 50-yard interception return, the only turnover for Kearney in the first half. And so with 27 seconds to go in the first quarter after the extra point was missed, 9-0. And then with 3:05 to go here in the second quarter, Matt McClay hit Chase Dudzinski on a 9-yard pass. The extra point kick by Malloy was good, made it 16-0. And then Kearney finally got on the board with 42 seconds to go before halftime. Luke McNett hit Trey Young on a 28-yard touchdown pass. Spencer Lindsay makes the kick at 16-7, and that's your score here at the half. Spencer Lindsay has both interceptions for Kearney High. And, Tony, actually, the last 42 seconds that Omaha Creighton Prep had the ball, that was their most sustained drive of the whole first half, kind of the hurry-up trying to get it down there where they could lop it towards the end zone or try a field goal, and then they did heave it towards the end zone, and Lindsay tipped it and got his second interception.
Yeah, you know, a little dink and dunk drive, but Kearney's given them. You know, Kearney's given them field position the whole first half, and that's one of Brandon Cool's favorite things. He loves to play the field position game, wait for a turnover, have a short field, and score. It's been totally the opposite of that. I know something's driving him nuts right now.
We will take a timeout. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report for quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business. Contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
Trust the experts when it comes to your hearing or hearing aid products. At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide individualized care, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Well, Kearney High now is set to kick it off for just the second time of the ball game, and Spencer Lindsay to do that. They had a pooch kick the last time that went out of bounds, and back to return the kick is Richard Wynn Jr. and Chase Dudzinski, the two gentlemen that have scored the touchdowns tonight for Creighton Prep. So does Kearney kick it towards them, or they squib it? What will they do? Well, Lindsay puts it on the tee. He kicks it from south to north, and he will pound this one as deep as he can, and it is going to go into the end zone for a touchback. It was only a yard deep, and Dudzinski wanted to bring it out, but he was in the end zone, and so Creighton Prep will start at their 20, and their worst starting field position of the night.
Yeah, that's perfect if you're a Bearcat fan. I don't know if they earlier in the game thought Lindsay could get the ball into the end zone, but he did to start the second half, so good for them. Doug, Valentino scoring update. McCook was up 14-0. Adams Central has responded 14-6. Also in Class A, if you're following that, Columbus leads 14, WS 7. That is at the half.
First down and 10 here out of the I formation. Dudzinski in motion from right to left. McClay will call it and give it to Wynn Jr. off the right side and coming right through and meeting him there for the Bearcats. Short gain, Trey Anderson barely got across the line of scrimmage. It's a half-yard gain, if that. We'll say it's second and 10.
Yeah, something Wynn's not really used to. You know, usually he's at least picking up something positive. Boy, three Bearcats led by Anderson take him backwards.
Couple more scores that we have at the half. Westside 17, Lincoln Northeast 10. At the half, Aurora 43, Hastings nothing. Beatrice 34, Holdridge 7 at the half. Boys Town and Plattsmouth 7-7 at the half. Second and 10, Wynn Jr. up the middle, and he's going to get a little more yardage this time. Falls forward to the 25-yard line in the middle of that pile. Zach Yoakum for Kearney.
Yeah, Yoakum comes over. One of those linemen on the left side of the formation goes just right down the line, makes that tackle.
That was a tough run, Tony, right there. That was not a finesse run. That was a lower your head and use that burst of speed, and he got 5 yards.
Yeah, power, 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 legs and power.
So third down and 5 now for Creighton Prep, opening drive of the third quarter at their own 25. Kearney could use a stop, obviously. Toss, sweep, Wynn Jr. looking to dance. There's a penalty flag. He's got the first down, 30, 34. He runs out of bounds on the Creighton Prep sideline, but a penalty flag comes from the side judge on the Junior J sideline, just right as he headed up the field, and that usually means a hold. Let's see.
Well, Maloli's over there. He was laying flat on his back. I think they're going to get whoever was locked up on him, because Maloli just was, you're not seeing him in that position very often.
That will be a holding penalty and bring that first down run back. It was about 3 yards up the field where they had the penalty, so it won't mark at the full 10. It'll be more like a 7 yards, and it's going to be third down and 12 for the Junior Jays at their own 18-yard line. Tony, Kearney could get that momentum that they had a little bit of before half. If they can get a stop here, out of the shotgun, three wideouts. McClay, quarterback, draw, and he's got room. 20, 25, 30, and he gets up to the 32, 34, and has the first down. Good play call there by Creighton Prep. The first run of the night for the quarterback, McClay. It's going to be good enough for 17 yards.
Well, I know the Kearney coaching staff has got to be screaming an official right in the middle of the field. One of the linemen from Creighton Prep had a Bearcat locked up, just would not let him go, which allowed that first down to happen.
High formation on the first down for Creighton Prep. Big play there. Toss sweep, Richard Wynn, Jr., right side, finds the 40, and he'll be drugged down from behind by Elliot Clifford.
Yeah, Clifford gets on Wynn's kind of back, and he takes him about a three-yard ride.
That's a six-yard gain. It didn't look like much, Tony, but that's 6 yards for Creighton Prep, and you got to think there that everything has kind of went Creighton Prep's way here. I mean, they're earning it, but you convert a third down and 12 on a quarterback draw, and now that might get Wynn Jr. going. Here is the fullback, Carnazzo, and he breaks one tackle, stays on his feet, and trying to hang in there and bring him down at the 47-yard line is going to be Zach Yoakum. Yoakum thought he had him tackled, and he just wouldn't go down and got four more.
Yeah, good tough sledding on the play. Cardozo's really impressed tonight, Doug. You know, he's a backup fullback, of course, with Tyler
Johnson
out tonight with the flu. Did an admirable job filling in.
First down and 10 now for Creighton Prep at their own 47-yard line. And the Kearney fans trying to get something going here, and we've got an equipment problem. It's cooling down a little bit here on this final Friday in October. Of course, a Halloween weekend. I hope it's more treat than trick for you this weekend. Don't forget the Huskers tomorrow. You can hear the pregame at 9:30 on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Here, Kearney trails 16-7, 2 minutes into the third quarter. Toss sweep, Wynn Jr., left side. Finds a little bit of a hole, tries to cut it back. Didn't get much up to the 50-yard line, midfield. Young among the men that were in there, Anderson there as well.
Yeah, good job of the Bearcats not to overrunning that play. Those guys both came from the backside and take Wynn to the ground. Good job for the Bearcats.
It's been all on the ground so far here on this drive that started at the 20. Had a holding penalty that made it a 3rd and 12. They overcome that on a quarterback draw, and it's 2nd down and 8 just short of midfield. Back in the I formation, Dudzinski slot right, moves in motion to the left side, and they're going to give it to Dudzinski on an inside handoff. Kearney stays home and makes the tackle. Waiting for him is Joey Green, a gain of maybe a yard.
Joey Green, Jackson Gannon's there as well. Grady Kowalski's right behind those guys, so good job of the Bearcats on the outside of that one.
So Creighton Prep thought they saw something there, wanted to go with a little misdirection, and only got a yard of the play. It's going to be 3rd down and 7 for Creighton Prep. So, again, they've got 3rd and long, and Kearney's got to find a way to get the ball back, make him punt it here, and Wynn Jr. is going to split out wide to the left side. Out of the shotgun formation, looking left, inside pass. They get it to Wynn Jr., makes one man miss, 45-40, makes another man miss, up the middle of the field, 35. 30, ball comes loose. There's a fumble on the play.
Prep's right there, Doug. Somebody drove right in the backside of that. I'll get a number for you here in just a minute. It's 95, I believe. Bobby Muehlman recovering that.
Muehlman does recover the football, and he runs it all the way down to the 28-yard line. That's going to be a gain of 21 yards for Richard Wynn Jr. and another first down.
Look, that's just too easy. There's miscommunication on the defense. You can't leave Wynn to catch that spot pass that wide open.
Fullback Carnoza, left side, and waiting for him again. Elliot Clifford stands him up, and the rest of his teammates come help put him away. No gain on the play. It'll be 2nd down and 10.
There's 7 blue jerseys on top of Cardozo.
So Carnoza with 5 carries for 28 yards here. This is the opening drive of the third quarter, and Creighton Prep has already chewed up 4.5 minutes. It is 2nd and 10 at the Bearcat 28. They've converted 3rd down after 3rd down, including 3rd and 12 on the opening set of downs. McClay fakes it, wants to throw, rolls right. He's covered, still rolling, and just going to throw it complete. Dudzinski was in bounds. 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. I thought he was just throwing it away, Tony, and Dudzinski only threw it about 4 yards forward And Dudzinski gets in for his second touchdown of the night, a 27-yarder to make it 22-7.
Well, Trey Anderson's awfully disappointed right now, and the reason being is he jumped the route to Wynn. Once Wynn was covered up by him, they kept riding him to the outside. Everything was fine. They just flipped the ball out there, and no one, everybody kind of lost interest, Doug. I think the Bearcats were with you. He's just throwing it away.
Now the extra point attempt. The kick is on the way, and the kick is near that left upright, but it is good. And that makes it a 16-point ball game with 7:06 to go in the third quarter. An impressive opening drive here to start the second half for Omaha Creighton Prep. The Junior Jays 23, Kearney 7. You're listening to the Class A State Football Playoffs on Classic Hits.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand-name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Doug Duda, Tony Davis back here at Foster Field as we are ready to see the kick for Omaha Creighton Prep. And here's a little punch kick. Going to be caught at the 25 and falling forward to the 30-yard line. They decided not to kick it deep. And so not much on the return, but safely corralled there by Kearney High's Nate Stevens. It'll be first down and 10.
Stevens receives the ball. John Hall right there for the Blue Jays to drop him. That's a good job at somebody that doesn't normally carry the football, securing the football.
So Kearney with okay field position at the 30-yard line. It'll be first down and 10. The Bearcats get their first crack on offense here in the second half, now down by 16. And Maloli is going to take it around the right side. Not much there. Gets to the 31, maybe the 32-yard line. That's pretty good pursuit by Peter Stahl out there. The big fella getting down there on pursuit, 6'4", 220. One of the leading tacklers on this team. Going to be a short gain on the play. They'll give Maloli two, and it is second down and 8.
If he's 220, Doug, I'm 260, okay? Something's not right there, I'm telling you.
Yeah, he looks like a big old boy. 23-7 Creighton Prep. We'll give you some more score updates here on the Valentino's Hotline in just a moment. Luke McNett in his first varsity start after Taylor Fish was injured late in last week's win over Lincoln North Star. Going to send Green in motion and try to set up a screen, and the ball is tipped and incomplete. Tried to get it out here to Dylan Miller, and Creighton Prep had it well read.
Yeah, Shields went deep on the play. They were expecting something over there because they put two guys on Shields. Carmody's been on him the whole game, but Tevin Jeter comes over and was right up in his face. So he released deep, and they tried to throw an underneath pass, and I think Shields saying, I think I was open deep if you could let her fly.
Well, Omaha Creighton Prep converted a 3rd and 12 on their third snap of the second half. Now Kearney faced with a 3rd and 8. They've got to find a way to convert here and not put that defense right back out there after the long drive that Creighton Prep was able to capitalize on. McNitt has two men out in the pattern, and he is back to pass. Going to throw it out here, kind of a jump ball for Shields, and it's underthrown, and the ball is incomplete. Shields had to go up and play defensive back to make sure that Matt Carmody didn't intercept it.
Yeah, Carmody had once again inside position. The ball was underthrown, and Shields really wasn't even making a play on it. He was playing defense. Doug, Grand Island's falling behind Millard West 7-0 early in that one. Lincoln Southeast 13, Papillion La Vista 0. That's middle of the third. In the middle of the third, Aurora 43, Hastings 0. Cook 14, Adams Central 6. That is at the half still.
Now ready to punt it away, Spencer Lindsay at their own 32-yard line. Snap good. And the kick, again, kind of a short kick here that's going to bounce and out of bounds, trying to sideline there, and it's going to be right about the 40-yard line, and that is where they will mark it out. So just a 28-yard punt for Spencer Lindsay, who's usually up in that 40-plus range. And, again, good starting field position here for Omaha Creighton Prep. Exactly 6 minutes to go, third quarter, so we're halfway home in the third. Creighton Prep 23. And Kearney 7.
You know, I'd rather take a 26-yard punt with no return than a 45-yard punt with a 25-yard return.
You have learned something.
That's what old Coach Kubik saying there.
So here we go now, Creighton Prep with McClain. Richard Wynn Jr. rushed for 37 yards on that last drive. They will fake Dudzinski in motion, give the draw to Wynn Jr. Carney not fooled at all, and coming through there is Tony Jennings to drop him.
Good play. Coming through relatively untouched. I think you got that number correctly, Doug. That is number 66, Tony Jennings. 206-pound junior firing through.
And so Wynn Jr. is going to lose three on the play, and they will now give it to him again on a draw, and he'll get right back to what he lost, three more to the four. Will McClay, was that McClay, excuse me, Tony? Did he keep it on the quarterback draw? I think
yes,
so.
Yes, you're right. That
McClay
was
kept it on a quick snap, so he got the 3 yards back, and that'll bring up third down and 10.
Yeah, Maloli in on the stop, so Malolian involved in a lot of tackles for this Bearcat defense. They fly around a lot. If you look for the quarterbacks, Lindsey's calling out the defensive back formation. Trey Young handles the running stuff inside. So
four wideouts now on third and 10. Dudzinski in motion. McClay fakes the handoff on the end around, rolls right, rolling. He's going to lop it down the field, and that one he is throwing away. He was looking downfield for his tight end, Bobby Muehlman, and had to throw it away, and the Jays will have to punt it.
You know, they're fired up trying to get something going over there. Some motion from some of the coaches on that Bearcats sideline. Look, that's a hold right in the middle. That defensive end was locked up by an offensive lineman and could not get to the outside.
That is the first incomplete pass of the ball game for Creighton Prep senior quarterback Matt McClay. He had been 8 of 10 and one touchdown pass here the second half. He was 9 of 11. With two touchdown passes and two picks. Now it's time to punt it away. And McClay, the punter, boots it. And it's going to be fielded back at the 18-yard line by Trey Anderson. He backpedals, and he's going to have to get up the field. There's not much there for blocking. He got back to the 20-yard line, and that is it. Nice punt that time of 40 yards. Make it 42 yards and about a 2-yard return. That's the first punt of the night for Creighton Prep.
Alex Furr there for the stop of the Blue Jays, and there's a Bearcat down, Doug.
And not happy about it, and that is going to be number 80, Dana Mitchell, that is down on the field. So we have an injury timeout here at Foster Field. Our injury report's brought to you by Family Physical Therapy. They know everyone has an oops once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. You have to explain it. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center tries to get you back in the game of life. There's one near you. In Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, and now in Lexington, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center rehabs you back in the game of life. 4:35 to go, third quarter, Omaha Creighton Prep 23, Kearney 7. We'll be right back.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Doug Duda and Tony Davis back with you here at Foster Field, and they are still attending to Dana Mitchell, just getting him up off the Foster Field turf here, and they're going to bring Mitchell out. Might be an ankle, hopefully not a knee, but it doesn't look like he's in very good shape here, Tony.
No, he's not putting any weight on that left leg or foot at all, so it'll be disappointing into his night.
Score updates from the Valentino's Hotline, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. What's the latest, Tony?
Millard West 14, Grand Island 0 in the first quarter. Beatrice blasting Holdridge 41-7. That's early in the third. Lincoln Southeast 13, Pavilion 0, middle of the third.
First down and 10 here for the Bearcats at the 21-yard line as we're ready to go. Quick little pass is going to be batted down on the outside. Creighton Prep getting their paws up there and knocking it down.
Joe Janoski getting it down, number 94, that defensive end, getting his hands in the air, waving them around like he just don't care.
Jasnowski 6'5", so able to get those paws up there and knock that ball down. The 6'5", 210-pound junior defensive end doing his job there. And that, why is the clock running? Yeah, the clock's still running up there, and the side judge says, hold on. Yeah, the clock should have been stopped on the incomplete pass and ran off quite a few seconds here, and I'm sure they're going to try and readjust it. McNitt 0 of 3 here in the air in this third quarter.
Yeah, obviously don't have the sound system, so you can't go over and say, please reset the clock or whatever he wants it to. They got to go over and tell somebody on the Kearney coaching staff on the headset, I think, to relay information upstairs.
Earlier today, Millard North beat Norfolk 42-10, and Millard South beat Lincoln Southwest 28-16 in afternoon games that were played in Omaha today in Class A. All of the Class B games tonight kicking off at 7 o'clock outside of the Scotts Bluff trip out to Crete, which Crete took care of. Second and 10 Bearcats at their own 21-yard line. They'll put that up to 420. McNitt will hand it off to Maloli. Maloli will get up to the 25-yard line on a simple blast play. A gain of 4, 3rd and 6. Maloli has been held in check tonight. 12 carries, 29 yards.
Yeah, right up the middle, just between the center and the left guard. The play goes Maloli. That's amazing. You know, you see Maloli run. He runs so low to the ground.
You're listening to the state playoffs on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM. Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings. So third down, Bearcats looking for their first down of the half. Send a man in motion from right to left, which gives them twins over there, and that's the way McNitt wants to roll. He'll throw. The ball is caught. Shields, good catch at the 35, and then a late hit out of bounds to go along with it. The late hit there is going to go against Michael Wagner, but Shields was only about a step out, and he followed through and made contact on him. It's enough for a first down, even if there wasn't a flag, a gain of 11. And then a 15-yard penalty.
Yeah, I think, you know, I don't know that they're calling Wagner actually for a late hit. He just came into his face mask. It's kind of one of those helmet-to-helmet deals you've been hearing about. The Creighton Prep faithful across the way is not happy with that. But
so a 10-yard completion and then 15 yards on the personal foul. And that'll move the ball up to midfield. So here's Kearney again. Getting ready to move into Creighton Prep territory, first down and 10. And it'll be Luke McNitt on a quarterback draw. He gets up to about the 47-yard line. There looked to be a little bigger hole there. And then as he tried to run over the pile, Maloli was being tackled behind him. They thought he had the ball, and not enough room there for McNitt. They're going to give him a gain of 4. Pretty good spot up to the 46-yard line.
Yeah, Ryan Flynn was the first man there for Creighton Prep. Pretty good fake that time when Maloli said, I don't even have the ball. Leave me alone. I've been hitting up tonight.
Coming down to 3 minutes to go, third quarter, still 23-7. Creighton Prep. Kearney trying to find a way to get into the end zone again. Second down and 6. And McNitt going to keep it again. Nowhere to go on the end, so he has to come up the middle, and he gets across the 40 and down, or 45 and down to about the 42, maybe the 41. He's going to be just short of the first down. Just waiting for him out there is Pete Stahl, and there's no way McNitt is going to challenge him and try and run all the way to the sideline.
Yeah, they're going to spot that inside the 40, so he's going to need Doug about a football and a half to get this first down now.
Third and less than a yard here for the Bearcats, and they will run in Nate Stevens and Dylan Miller here for third and one and give a break to Sherbel over here. He'll come out on the sideline. Trey Young will split out wide to the right. Tyler Shields out wide to the left. On third and short, they're actually going to put McNitt under center, if I think, for the first time. And it's a quarterback's knee off the right side, and he didn't go for it very hard. He just tried to fall forward. He shoved backwards. This is all on the initial contact here. I think McNitt, if he would have just taken what he had, would have been okay. But then he tried to keep his feet going, and he's going to lose 2 yards.
Well, McNitt's going to hold his right arm. No, I think he's okay. Now they're going to go. I think they're going to go for it, Doug, I think.
Now, I think there's one of the first times tonight we've seen the youth and the inexperience for Luke McNitt. He just thought that he could follow his right guard and right tackle out there, Yoakum and Fritz. And he was right there and then just got pushed backwards. He just kind of fell. So they're going to go for it. Fourth and two, and he's back in the shotgun. Four wideouts. Big play for Kearney High. He wants to throw underneath. It's underthrown. Did Shield get his hands under it? There's discussion. The officials aren't sure. They don't know. They're going to stop the clock. Nobody knows.
They're going to say he caught it.
Yeah, they're going to say nobody saw it bounce on the ground, and so it's going to be a completion of 4 yards.
Well, you can hear the Creighton Prep coaches right beside us. They could see it much clearer from their vantage point, and they're saying no catch.
It was like Shields' back was right to us here on just a quick little stop route, and Shields is going to get the credit for the first down. So with a minute and counting, Kearney High has a fresh set of downs at the 38-yard line. And McNitt off the right side got tripped up to the 35. There are holes there, but he's having trouble getting through his offensive line here, Tony.
Yeah, they're getting beat on the line. And then something they knew going in, it's going to be very, very difficult. They were overmatched physically up front weight-wise, and you're seeing that right now in the second half.
I think there's more gaps there than maybe we expected there to actually be.
Yeah, he gets one more step through there, it could have been a big play there.
Yeah, they're close. Kearney is very close to a big play, and this will probably be the last play of the third quarter as they come up to the line of scrimmage with 20 seconds. They might have to hustle it up a little bit. They were late getting the play in. Second and seven at the 35-yard line. McNitt out of the shotgun with three wideouts. And he will take a direct snap. It's a run all the way to the left side, and he's going to get to the 33, the 32, and be driven out of bounds. So that will stop the clock as the tackle again is made by Dominic Carnazzo. The inside linebacker makes that tackle.
Doug, so you're seeing that guy, the last official down the field, counting that down, and I think he had about 1 second left on that play clock when they ruled him when he snapped that football. So just did get that play away.
The ball spotted just short of the 31-yard line. It's going to be a gain of three more, and it's going to bring up third down and four for Kearney High. 8 seconds to go, third quarter, 23-7 Creighton Prep. Out of the shotgun on third down, Bearcats looking for more. McNitt back to pass, looks left, pump fake, wants to go to the end zone. It's a fly pattern for Shields. Shields goes up, the ball tipped and incomplete, almost deflected into the hands there of Sherrible. Again, there's one where maybe you didn't want another receiver in that area because it gave the safety a chance to come over and help double-team Shields. And the pass falls incomplete with 2 seconds. And now what do you do, Tony? I know you got a good kicker, but I don't think three does you any good here.
No, I don't think it does either. They're going to go for this. I don't think there's any question in Coach Kuhl's mind what he wants to do right now. Doug, that's a ball 9 out of 10 times Shields comes up with.
Yeah.
To be honest, it was played up. He got to make a play on the football for the first time tonight.
Carmody has done a good job on him. And, Tony, they've run so many short stop patterns on third and fourth. Maybe they go deep again here.
He's offside, isn't he?
Fourth and four for Kearney High. Out of the shotgun, McNitt. And here comes a whistle, and Kearney calls timeout. Kearney didn't like what they saw. And they'll have to put the 2 seconds back on the clock. So timeout here on the field as Kearney High takes the timeout. 2 seconds to go in the third quarter. A fourth and four for the Bearcats at the Creighton Prep 31. When we come back, it's 23-7 Creighton Prep. You're listening to the Class A State Playoffs on KKPR.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Welcome back to Foster Field. We want to thank Kearney High Athletic Director Mark Armstrong, Rich Broderson of UNK, and of course all the fine folks for their sponsorship of the broadcast. If Kearney High wins and can come back at this one, they will advance on to the next round to take on either Lincoln Southeast or Papillion La Vista. Playing in Lincoln tonight, the 215 seed in Papillion, 6-3, Southeast 8-1. So fourth and four for Kearney at the 31 of Creighton Prep. They're ready to go on the last play. Shields will move from left to right. They've got him in motion. And rolling right will be McNitt. Rolling. The throw is intercepted. 30, 35, down the sideline. 40, and McNitt does go out and make the tackle at the 45-yard line. And the interception is made out there by Michael Wagner.
Yeah, McNitt took a pretty good shot making that tackle. He just locked on the shields all the way, and then Wagner jumps the route and throws it right to him.
That'll be the end of the third quarter of play. 23-7 Creighton Prep. We'll be back with fourth quarter action after this on Classic Hits.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, Dr. Wilkinson provides comprehensive care in the areas of total joint replacement surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Well, we switch sides of the field in Creighton Prep after the interception has it first and 10 at their own 45-yard line. Each team has turned it over twice. Dudzinski in motion, back to the I formation. Wynn Jr. up the middle, spins, makes one man miss, 50 into the secondary, 45, 40, 35, 33-yard line. He'll finally be brought down there by Trey Young, and another nice gain on the play of 22 yards.
Yeah, Wynn is just an explosive back. He's just showing why he's one of the best in the state. Doug, if you're following this Class A football playoff action, Columbus, a surprising 21-7 lead right now over Bellevue West.
Another first down for Omaha Creighton Prep, and I can't imagine that Coach Jaworski and his staff would do anything but turn and hand it to 22 the rest of the game. Every play, no matter what. It is first and 10 at the 33-yard line. Kearney, 5 on the line. Now they'll go to a 5-2 and hand it to Wynn up the middle, and he'll run into a pile and move the pile across the 30 and down to the 29.
Well, there was absolutely nothing there. He stood up, looked like the line of scrimmage, and they just fall forward 3 yards.
Don't forget, at the end of the ball game, the Misco Sports postgame show will have all the final stats for you. We'll give you as many score updates as we can from around the state on this opening night of Class A and B. They'll play again on next Friday, the second round for Classes C and D. Coming up on Wednesday, we'll have the Ravenna-Crofton and Pleasanton-Sargent games here on KKPR. On second down, it's going to be a handoff to Carnoza, the fullback right up the middle, and he's taking it into the end zone for a touchdown. That fullback dive has been equally good. They're all watching Wynn, and a 30-yard touchdown scamper that'll make it 29-7. Pretty simple. If he gets by the nose guard, there's just nobody there, Tony.
Yeah, they got everybody watching Wynn and following him, and all of a sudden Carnoza's behind you into the secondary and basically walking in for a touchdown.
That was the same play that Wynn scored his 30-yard touchdown on, and this was a 30-yard touchdown. And coming in to attempt the extra point kick here is going to be Greg Malloy, and this one is lined up through there and good. So with 10:43 to go in the football game, we may be seeing the end of Kearney's season right here. It's Creighton Prep 30 and Kearney 7. We'll be back with the kickoff right after this. Stay with us on Classic Hits.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide personalized, quality care. Trust your hearing health care and hearing aid products to the experts, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Don't forget, once again, this season, every championship game from the state football playoffs, the Monday and Tuesday before Thanksgiving, will be heard on ESPN 1460 and 1550 from Memorial Stadium. And as they get ready to boot it away here with Dan Korn, Creighton Prep has taken a 16-7 lead out to 30-7 here in the second half. A high kick that should be returnable. Lindsay takes it at the 3 on the left hash. Up to the 10, tries the right side. And look at the speed there. They bring him down at the 17-yard line. Tracking him down there is number 44, Alex Bear. And it'll be first down and 10. And Tony, you just kind of got the feeling there when Kearney did not convert, down 23-7. And they've had opportunities. They've moved the ball. But, boy, once they get into Creighton Prep territory, it's been very tough to get past the 40-yard line, 35-yard line.
Yeah, Doug, I think, you know, playoff time can be by a better team right now. Across the board, Creighton Prep's a better football team than Kearney is.
First down and 10. Let's see what the Bearcats can do here. Luke McNitt will take the snap. They'll give it to Maloli up the middle, and he'll get to the 20, lower his shoulder, keep the legs going to the 22, to the 23-yard line. Good hard run of 6 yards, and I'm sure the message on the sideline from Coach Kuhl and his entire staff to those seniors are, this is it for you guys. This is it. Play with passion. Finish it out. Keep Kearney High pride strong here and play as hard as you can. And that's what you saw from Maloli there on that carry for Zach, you know, playing his final game for the Bearcats. Second down and 4. They'll give it to him again off the right side, and he'll have the first down. Put his hand down. He got 5 more up the 30 to the 31-yard line. That's going to be a gain of 8 for Zach Maloli. And you've got to figure the Creighton Prep probably not stacking that line quite as much as they were earlier, playing more of a nickel defense to keep McNett from throwing the ball down the field to Shields.
Yeah, but Maloli that time, good run, good low to the ground. When he puts his hand down, he puts his hand down about a foot and a half.
9:45 to go here in quarter number 4. McNitt to throw, short little pass, and it's overthrown, trying to get it to Jacob Lundgren. Might be a setup play, but again, McNitt just hasn't had a lot of success throwing the football tonight. He started out okay, 4-for-7. But there was 6 of 14 in the first half, and here in the second half, he is just 2 of 8 with an interception.
Yeah, that pass was well overthrown. That's one of those. He just, you know, that was McNitt's fault on that one.
9:38 to go, 30-7, Creighton Prep in control here at Foster Field. McNitt with Maloli right by him, going to take the snap. It's going to be a quarterback draw, looking for some room to roam, and fighting off his block, Joe Jasnowski made the tackle. Chasnowski was the only guy left. Two guys shot up the field with a 3-man rush, and now McNitt a little slow to get up here, Tony.
Well, he's pulling his left leg. Hopefully we're just seeing a cramping situation. This is a big problem if you're Kearney High, and obviously with 9:20 left, and this ball game is pretty much over. The only other quarterback that you have suited up is Austin McConnell. Wears number jersey number 8 if you're looking for him. Down there, he's up throwing the football. He has just returned from an ankle injury. He's been out for a month. Got him back.
Hard to believe, isn't it, Tony? He's got a roster of over 100 kids and only 3 quarterbacks, and really only 2 quarterbacks. Fish is out, so you only have 2 kids coming into the game tonight that you can play at quarterback. So an injury timeout here. At first, it looked like they were stretching out a cramp. Second, I'm not so sure if they're trying to see if there's more there or not. It looks like they're reaching up behind the knee, Tony, and that's never a good thing. Of course, Taylor Fish is suffering the MCL injury. Our injury reports on the broadcast brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. When you're injured, they'll get you back into the game of life with locations in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, and now in Lexington. There's one near you, so tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back in the game of life. He is walking off under his own power, so hopefully it just was a cramp.
Yeah, we'll see if he wants to stay standing up. They're going to take him back over here to the bench. So.
9:15 to go in the football game, and Austin McConnell will come in, and you can tell even as they break huddle, he's walking up there a little gingerly. He'll take his first snap, getting it under fire here in the state playoffs. Lindsay in motion from right to left, and he fumbles the snap. He goes back to pick it up. He's in all kinds of trouble, and he's going to be dropped back at the 20-yard line. A loss of 11 on 3rd and 10. They had to pass the ball, and he couldn't handle the snap, and it's going to be 4th down and 21.
Yeah, pretty easy decision right then. They're there for Prep. Hey, let's get as much pressure. Then he bobbles the snap. It goes down. fumbles it, and then there's all sorts of trouble. They'll have to punt this one away from deep in their own territory.
So back, Spencer Lindsay. He's got four punts for an average of about 33 yards. He'll stand at his own six-yard line. And the snap, no rush. The kick is away. A high kick that doesn't really turn over. Fair catch called for and taken at the 47-yard line by Dudzinski. So it'll be a 33-yard punt with no return. And Omaha Creighton Prep probably play just about every kid that got on the bus to make the long trip out here. You talk about a team that hasn't had to take a bus trip probably outside of the metro area in a couple of seasons and come out to Kearney. And it was a little dicey early on, but when they made mistakes, they were in the end zone on the other side, and it didn't hurt them. Both picks coming near the end zone for Spencer Lindsay. Here's a handoff up the middle. Richard Wynn continuing to run, continuing to churn the legs, and he's going to get across midfield to the 45, to the 42-yard line. And that's going to be right at the first down marker for Creighton Prep. Should have it, I think. Well, now they mark behind the 42, so I'm not so sure. They're going to call it short, a gain of 9.
You know, running back like a Wynn in there, why would you have him in the ball game at this point?
Yeah, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense when you've got this game 30-7. Kearney has done an okay job on Wynn. He had a 75-yard swing pass that he took down to the 10-yard line, but 112 yards, he's still about 50 yards behind his per-game average. Out of the shotgun this time, and McClay wants to throw, and he wants to throw deep, and this one at the 20-yard line is a jump ball, and it is caught, but maybe out of bounds? No, they're going to call it a reception for Jackson Toner. Lundgren was right on him, and he catches it down at the 22-yard line. That's going to be a gain of 20 at a Creighton Prep first down.
No, very, very seldom in Class A football. Do you think somebody's trying to stick one in late on you here? I don't know why he wouldn't be trying to gobble up the time and take 3 yards of rush against this Bearcat defense.
Tom Jaworski is going to get to coach at least one more game here at Creighton Prep out of the I formation. And they give it to Wynn up the middle, big hole, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Creighton Prep. Richard Wynn Jr. with his second rushing touchdown from 21 yards out. And that'll get him a little closer to his average, 133 yards on the night. And two touchdowns will make it 36-7. And you know what? They're going to keep continuing to play hard. I know Creighton Prep, it's been 4 years since they were out here. The year Kearney won the state championship, Creighton Prep came out here. That was their last trip here, and Kearney beat them 17-0. They didn't like the way things went there. Rumor is that they still have a little words about that ball game, that they didn't think maybe some of the calls went the right way as the kick is up and good. I think also the Metro schools are tired of hearing about Kearney High and all the playoff wins that they have. They're going to come out here and put up an impressive win, and they are doing that right now. Creighton Prep with 21 points here to Kearney's none in the second half. And with 7:05 to go, it's Creighton Prep 37, Kearney 7. We'll be right back on Classic Hits.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Back at Foster Field as Creighton Prep gets ready to boot it away again here. And Korn will hammer that one as a squibber. It bounces around and picks up the 5-yard line, 10, 15, and Maloli gets up to the 17-yard line, and he is going to be tripped up there. Creighton Prep, maybe another cramp coming up a little gingerly there for Creighton Prep is going to be Colton Wick. And he's going to need some help getting off the field. We go to the Valentino's hotline here for some more scores. End of the third, Blair 27, Ralston 18. End of the third, Aurora 50, Hastings 16. Lincoln Northeast and Omaha Westside are tied at 17 late in the third, and Omaha Burke rolling Omaha North 42-6 late in the third. Six-man Greeley-Wallback 35, Cedar Rapids 22 late third. Luke McNitt is back in the football game. after that cramp, and he's going to keep it and get a yard up to the 18.
There's just not much there right now for Maloli, for McNiff, for anything this Bearcat offense tries to do.
Boys Town 21, Plattsmith 7. That is late in the fourth quarter of play. In the third, McCook 21, Adams Central 12. Last check, Columbus was still up in their football game. 21-7 over Bellevue West. Here it's 37-7. Creighton Prep, 6.5 to go. Kearney has it 2nd and 9 at their own 18-yard line. McNitt is going to give it to Young on the end around from left to right, 20. Down the sideline, stays in bounds, 25, and steps out at the 28-yard line. That's going to be good enough for a Bearcat first down.
Good job of the Bearcats getting the corner that time. It's been one of the few times tonight. Play around that outside has actually worked to what the Bearcats are used to at working.
A gain of 11. Ball will be at the 29-yard line for Kearney High. Don't forget, at the end of the ball game, the Bisco Sports postgame show. Back to four wide. Bearcats would like to at least get on the board here again. 7 points, obviously, their season low. Quick little slant to Shields. He's caught it at 35. Carries it like a sack of bread up to the 37-yard line. He thought maybe he was going to be able to break that ankle tackle, but the rest of the crew came in and helped out.
Yeah, once again, those tackles, once they wrap you up, I don't think Kearney's got away on the outside from anyone tonight.
It'll be an 8-yard gain. It'll be 2nd down and 2 for Kearney, who has moved the ball on their side of the 50 all night long. They've been getting to midfield, I think, all but one drive tonight, but only have the one touchdown to show for it, a 28-yard pass from McNitt to Trey Young. And they will send a man in motion and give it to that man around the left side is Sherrible. He gets to the 40, and at the 41-yard line, he is met by a whole host of Jays and driven backwards, gain of about 3.
That's terrible. He was going so fast one direction, and all of a sudden, just like a wall, he goes backwards the other direction. Pretty good defense on the outside. There's a lot of white jerseys still flying around. You know, you get new kids in there, and they want to play some varsity minutes in meaningful games and playoff action. Why not? Get out there and run around, fly around to the football.
It was good enough for a first down right at the 40-yard line. So the Bearcats, a fresh set of downs here. McNitt takes the snap, gives it to Maloli, who's trying to get to the outside. He's going to have to juke everybody, and he is not going to get there. He's going to lose yardage, pushed out of bounds at the 39-yard line, a loss of 1. Don't forget the state football playoffs continue next Wednesday here on KKPR. It will be Ravenna at unbeaten Crofton at 4. It'll be Pleasanton at unbeaten Sargent at 7, pregames at 3:30 and 6:30, and then on our sister station, ESPN 1460, Loomis is at O'Neill St. Mary's at 3, and Axtell is at Overton at 6:30. 4:40 to go in the game here, 37-7 Creighton Prep. Out of the shotgun, McNitt. Straight back to pass, 5-step drop, going to throw it as far as he can for Shields. Did he finally get one to him? Shields wins the jump ball, 25-20, 15, and he's going to be brought down at the 14-yard line. Shields won the battle that time with Matt Carmody, the biggest play of the night.
Well, that's a lot better job of throwing the football out there and allowing Shields to go up and make a play. You know, they've tried to do that a couple, three times earlier tonight, and McNitt's underthrown, hasn't gotten his full arm into it. He's got his full arm into that one. Shields got to go up and do what Shields does.
A 48-yard reception down to the Creighton Prep 13-yard line. First down and 10, Bearcats. Trying to get into the end zone. Second time they've been in the red zone tonight. McNitt out of the shotgun again. Back to pass. Looks left. Slant pattern. There's going to be some contact. And incomplete. They're going to say that the ball whizzed by Lundgren before the contact, so incomplete, and 2nd down and 10. Stopping the clock with 4:07 to go, 37-7 Creighton Prep.
Still got, you know, this Bearcat, you know, when you get a sophomore quarterback in there, I think Coach Cool, he wants to teach these kids, and he's using this as just, hey, this is for the future. We're going to keep running our offense, doing what we do. We're going to concede this game and hand it off up the middle.
2nd down and 10, McNitt. Gives it to Maloli, trying to go left, and waiting for him right there was number 92, Nick Mandanero, and he had to try to cut it back up, lost his balance, and gets nothing on the play. Tony, you look at what Kearney's season has been. It's been close all year. The fewest points they've scored was a season opener, a 17-7 win over Columbus, then 19 in the blanking at Fremont, 19-0. But the biggest win that they had all year long was a 21-point win at North Platte, who went 2-7. They beat a 1-8 Fremont team by 19. They beat Lincoln East by 12. They never blew anybody out this year. Back to pass McNitt. It's going to be a post pattern into the end zone. He's got two men there. The ball is going to be batted away by the big man, Matt Carmody, trying to get it into the hands of Sherrill.
That's about as well as you can teach a defensive back to play defense what Carmody has played tonight, really. He's at inside position all night. He's been right where he needs to be.
Of course, as you look at a couple of those stats, you can see that this is no surprise. And when Coach Jaworski told us in the pregame interview that he was going to be the man that drew Tyler Shields, he had confidence in him, and he's done a good job. Shields has a couple of receptions in the ball game, but well below what we're used to seeing from Tyler. So it brings up fourth down and 11 at the 14-yard line of Creighton Prep. Might be the last chance here for Kearney tonight. Fourth and 11, McNitt back to pass. A simple fly pattern for Shields. They push him right out of bounds. Here will come a penalty flag. It's going to be pass interference. They just put a shoulder into Shields and drove him out of bounds while that ball was in the air.
I don't think that's Carmody out there. I think that's Jeter that was covered in that time, number 8.
Probably a chance to get somebody new on him. It's pass interference as expected.
Carmody.
The great prep coaches are next to us here. I can't believe that they're displeased with that. That's their first penalty here in the fourth quarter, and that seemed to be a no-doubter. It's a half the distance to the goal line penalty, so it'll be a 7-yard penalty and a Kearney High first down. First and goal at the 7, 3:19 to go, and McNitt out of the shotgun here, trying to get him into double digits, gives it to Maloli up the middle. Maloli drags a couple of J's from the 4 to the 3, and we brought down between the 2 and the 3-yard line. They had him at the 6, and
yeah.
He just drug him with him.
Maloli. Oh, what an athlete. Kearney High will miss Maloli. He is a stud.
Going to be a gain of 4 and bring up second down and goal at the 3. 37-7 Creighton Prep. Don't forget the Misco Sports postgame show coming up. We'll have all the final stats, scores from around the state. When this ball game is over, they're going to spread Shields wide left. One-on-one over there is Tyler Shields. McNitt is going to hand it off to Maloli, and Maloli is going to bust through there and get into the end zone for a Kearney High touchdown. Zach Maloli, a 3-yard touchdown run to make it 37-13.
Well, there's a reward for the senior going out knowing this is his last football game for Kearney High here late in the ball game, just plowing over people. That was not a big hole. He's going to be, you know, there's going to be awfully sore individuals tomorrow. Where you watch Creighton Prep's runs, they've been scampers into the end zone untouched. Kearney's have been just tough, hard runs.
Kearney High, I think, is short a man here on the extra point. They may actually have to burn a timeout before they kick it. Yeah, they only got 10 guys out there right now. And they keep looking at the sideline, and nobody's running in. Finally, they send in number 58, Tanner Cutterback. And they may get this off. They move some guys and let Cutterback get in there. And the extra point attempt now, here we go, from Spencer Lindsay. The kick is on the way, and the kick is going to be wide left. He hooked it. So each kicker has missed an extra point, and I'm sure while he's waiting out there, that might have had something to do with it. 2:35 to go in the ball game. Omaha Creighton Prep 37, Kearney 13. We'll have the kick after this on Classic Hits 98.9.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out, or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Season winding down here for the Kearney High Bearcats, but they do put it into the end zone on a 3-yard Zach Maloli run. 37-13, Creighton Prep. Tony, you got to be impressed with the way Prep has managed the football game. I'm not sure that they're world beaters or can win Class A, but in Class A, you just never know. It seems to be some team gets hot that nobody expects and gets to the finals. Not necessarily wins it, but gets to the finals.
Yeah, Doug, I know you got the schedule over there. Look back and see how many of those Miller teams they played. I know they lost to one of them late in the ballgame when they had an opportunity actually to win the ballgame.
Creighton Prep lines up for the onside kick, and Kearney just pooches it over there. And running a full steam to go get it is Miles Fitzsimmons, and he'll just run it straight out of bounds at the 28-yard line. Well, as we said early on, they have played Millard North and Millard South. They beat Millard North on opening night, which shook up things right away, 7-6. They lost to Millard South 41-34, and from what we understand looking at that one, a win, a fumbled one late in the ball game there that may have given them a chance to tie the game.
Inside the 10-yard line from what we're told.
So first down and 10, and we've got some new folks in there, a new quarterback. They'll hand it off up to the 35. The ball is fumbled, but covered by Creighton Prep.
Yeah, I believe that's 64 getting on Nick Mitchell, getting on top of that ball. 67, excuse me, Sam Stoltenberg.
So
Stoltenberg's been in on defense, and maybe just getting him some offensive work.
Still get a nice gain on the play of 7 yards. It'll bring up second down and 3. The new quarterback is Derek Petrich. He's a senior that has had to bide his time and play backup all season long. Carrying the ball that time was Miles Fitzsimmons. So he gets a gain of 7 on 2nd and 3. Clock running 1:15. Creighton Prep taking their time here. And Petrich will turn and hand it to the fullback, has the first down to the 40-yard line and up to the 41-yard line. Creighton Prep first down. And carrying the ball this time is Colin Dudzinski. The fullback is just a junior.
Number 20 for the Bearcats in there on the stop, Josh Smith, along with Ingersoll, I believe. And Elliot Clifford still in there as well.
A gain of 6 on the play and a Creighton Prep first down. Have to fix some equipment here to stop the clock, but now we're ready to go. So Creighton Prep just trying to run things out and advance on to the state quarterfinals in Class A. Quarterback is Derek Petrick. He'll bring him up to the line. Take as much time as he can. 1:20 to go. 37-13 Creighton Prep. High formation, they give it to Fitzsimmons, and he is going to be met strongly there by a pair of Kearney Bearcats in Josh Smith and also Gus Galvin, and getting him right there at the line of scrimmage, no gain.
Yeah, they just run Galvin in to see his first action of the night. He fires through there untouched and takes him backwards. Good play. You're excited. Hey, I'm out trying to run around and make a play here in a playoff game. Why not? Get in there.
Well, the Bearcats and the Junior Jays will both be 7-3, but Creighton Prep will get to play on next Friday as we may have the last play of the game here inside 40 seconds. Back in the I formation for Creighton Prep. Petrich turns. He hands it off to Fitzsimmons again, and Fitzsimmons doesn't get much at all. James Riddle among those in on the tackle, trying to get about everybody in that they can. Give Fitzsimmons a couple of yards, and Creighton Prep will not have to snap it again. They blow the ball, ready for play with 18 seconds, and that should do it. Omaha Creighton Prep unbuckling the chin straps, and Tom Jaworski, over 300 and plus 20-some wins in his career, has got to be pleased that they are able to win the football game and keep his career going and advance on. You know that even if the season comes to an end, they'd like for it to come to an end back at home in Omaha and not out here in Kearney. As the time will run out at Foster Field and Kearney, and we can talk about this at the Misco Sports postgame show, but again, a lot of people would not have given you a plug nickel if Kearney was going to win 7 games this year. They did, and they were competitive in the 2 games they lost. In fact, probably could have won both games. They probably could have lost the Grand Island game, though. I mean, they were all those close games of the 10 games they played this year. You could at least say 7 of them were decided in the fourth quarter. And here tonight, Omaha Creighton Prep hands Kearney their worst loss of the year. It's Omaha Creighton Prep 37 and Kearney 13. We'll take a break and come back with all the final stats, final thoughts, and some score updates on the Misco Sports postgame show after this timeout.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
And welcome back to Foster Field. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you high school sports here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web. At KKPR.com, it's time for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin, carrying brand-name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike, Mizuno, Adidas, and a whole lot more. If you're getting ready to go to the Husker game tomorrow, stop in. They're open at 9 a.m. Pick up one of their 40 different styles of Husker shirts, T-shirts, or sweatshirts. For men, women, and children, they've got all the sizes you need. And NFL Sunday, and Dominican Sioux fan, they've got his jersey as well. Misco Sports in the downtown Kearney Center. Final score, Omaha Creighton Prep 37 and Kearney 13. Tony, a score update here from the Valentino's hotline. What's the very latest?
Well, the very latest is Lincoln Pius 14, Gretna 13. That is a final. Elkhorn 27, Omaha Gross 21. That is a final. Beatrice blasted Holder tonight 47-14. Millard West 24. Grand Island 0. That is at the half. McCook 27. Adams Central 12. That is late in that ball game. Aurora 57. Hastings 16. That is in the middle of the fourth quarter. A final now. Boystown 21. Plattsmouth 7. Columbus 21, Bellevue West 7. That is at the end of the third quarter. So there's one of those out-of-city teams we say that a lot of people out here are cheering for. Go Discoverers. I think that's about the latest we've got, Doug.
All right, let's take a look at the final stats of our ball game, and we'll start here tonight with Omaha Creighton Prep. Richard Wynn Jr. held a little bit below his average, maybe about 25 yards below his season average, as one of the top two running backs in the state in Class A, nearly 160 yards a game. He did pick up a good chunk there in the second half, 44 yards in the first half, and he picked up 89 yards in the second half. 20 carries, 133 yards, two touchdowns tonight. He also had a 75-yard reception that set up their first field goal. Miles Fitzsimmons here in mop-up duty, 3 carries, 9 yards. We had Colin Dudzinski, 1 carry, 6 yards. Dominic Carnazzo, 6 carries, 58 yards, and a touchdown. Chase Dudzinski, 1 carry, 1 yard. Quarterback Matt McClay, 2 carries for 20 yards. And overall, 33 carries, 227 yards. Through the air, McClay was pretty darn good tonight. 8 of 10 in the first half, 2 interceptions and a touchdown. Second half, 2 of 3, no interceptions and a touchdown. So for the football game tonight, he finishes 12 of 13, did have 2 picks, also had 2 touchdowns. Threw for 137 in the first half, 47 in the second half. That's 184 yards through the air, 227 on the ground, 411 yards tonight for Omaha Creighton Prep, resulting in 15 first downs in the football game. They punted it one time for 42 yards, had 2 interceptions. Both were picked off by Carney Spencer Lindsay. Both were at the goal line. One was in the back of the end zone. One was at the goal line with 6 seconds to go before the half. Penalties is something that they will not be pleased with. They had 8 in the ball game for 62. Now, none in the first quarter and 1 in the fourth, so most of it right there in the middle. 8 penalties for 62 yards in this football game. A 20-yard field goal by Greg Malloy got him up 3-0. Then Richard Wynn Jr. had a 30-yard touchdown run on the first play after Matt Carmody had an interception and returned it 50 yards to the 30. It was 9-0 after the extra point was missed at the end of the first quarter. In the second quarter, Matt McClay, the quarterback, hits up with Chase Dudzinski on an ISO one-on-one route to loft it into the end zone. The 9-yard touchdown pass and the Malloy kick made it 16-0 with 3:05 to go in the half. Kearney, though, who had moved the ball the whole first half, finally got it into the end zone on a 28-yard pass from Luke McNitt to Trey Young. The kick made it 16-7 with 42 seconds to go. Actually, with that little amount of time, Creighton Prep moved the ball down the field because Kearney kicked it out of bounds on the kickoff, and then Spencer Lindsay made the interception as they tried to go to the end zone, and that was your score at the half. Then McLean hooks up with Dudzinski on a 27-yard pass that was about 25 run. They were trying to swing it out here to Wynn Jr., and it was busted up, so he was running toward the sideline, nobody to throw to, and at the last second, he just lofted it, just kind of flicked it out there 4 yards, and Dudzinski did the rest, made it 23-7. Dominic Carnazzo on a 30-yard fullback trap made it 30-7, and then Wynn Jr., the last touchdown was 7:05 to go, 37-7. Those were the touchdowns tonight for Omaha Creighton Prep. We'll look at the final stats for the Kearney Bearcats right after this on the Visco Sports Postgame Show.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Welcome back to the Visco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits 98.9. Well, let's take a look now at the final stats that I had for the Kearney High Bearcats. Zach Maloli had 18 carries tonight, 49 yards and a touchdown. Trey Young, 2 carries for 19 yards. Andrew Sherrible had 1 carry for 4 yards. Luke McNitt, 14 carries for 59 yards. He was sacked twice in the ball game. Austin McConnell had to come in and take a snap that he couldn't handle, lost 10 yards on that play. So 36 rushing attempts, 121 yards in the ball game tonight for Kearney High. McNitt was the only player to throw the ball tonight, his first varsity start. Didn't get to 50% through the air. He was 6 of 14 in the first half, 4 of 12 in the second half of the ball game. He was 10 out of 26, 2 interceptions and 1 touchdown pass, 145 yards through the air, 121 on the ground. 266 total yards of offense for Kearney tonight. I had him for 17 first downs. Lindsay punts the ball 5 times tonight. Here's one bright spot. He is a junior. He'll be back next year. Spencer Lindsay, 5 punts tonight, averaging about 33 yards. 2 interceptions thrown by McNitt tonight. One was intercepted by Carmody. One was intercepted by Micah Wagner on the very last play of the third quarter on a fourth down situation. Just 3 penalties tonight for Kearney, all in the first half. For 15 yards. Kearney's 2 scores, the 28-yard pass from McNitt to Trey Young, and then with 2:35 to go, Zach Maloli took it in from 3 yards out. And those were the 13 points that the Bearcats scored tonight as Omaha Creighton Prep advances on to take on the winner of the Lincoln Southeast Papillion La Vista game on next Friday night. And of course, if you're looking at what, where, who could be, they're going to play at home. So Tom Jaworski and his Creighton Prep crew, excuse me, I got that wrong. They're playing Millard South.
Right.
Looking at the wrong bracket, my apology. They're going to play Millard South, but they still get to play at home, if you will. It's going to be in Omaha, but Millard South at Creighton Prep. And they played Millard South, obviously, earlier this year, lost 41-34. So don't necessarily chalk it up as an automatic loss for Creighton Prep.
Yeah.
Tony Kearney High, you know, everybody was hoping for some good things to happen tonight. I think all involved here tonight, even the Kearney crowd, knew that they were the big underdog. But Kearney had opportunities tonight, and I guess that's the thing you look at. They were coached to have opportunities tonight, and they just didn't capitalize on all of them, which is tough with a brand-new quarterback, and it's not all on Luke McNitt. There were a couple of drop balls, and defensively, a couple of big plays early on by Omaha Creighton Prep on third down.
There was a penalty that took away the touchdown from Maloli, you know, which could have been a huge momentum swing. Right up the middle he went. They called him for an illegal shift, which nobody argued with. There were two guys in motion.
Yeah, there are 2 or 3 big plays. That's
yeah.
One of them. They complete. Creighton Prep gets that 75-yard little swing pass on third down that Lindsay chases him down at the 10, they hold, Kearney holds Crane Prep to a field goal. And the first play after that was just a quick little trap play off the right side, and the flag came out immediately, and 2 seconds after Maloli had it, you knew he was gone, and it was just one of those things, well, Zach's going to run to the end zone and then turn around and see that he's got to come all the way back. Also, a big play in this football game, Tony. It's 16-7 at the half, and Creighton Prep gets the ball to start the third quarter. They're facing a third down and 12 after a holding call, and a quarterback draw by McClay for 17 yards got the drive going. They ended up taking it all the way down, converted two more third downs, and got into the end zone. Kearney stops them there. They get the ball back with pretty good field position, you would think, around their 40-yard line. Coming off the last score of the first half, it's 16-7, and I thought that was about the biggest play of the second half.
Yeah, and the officials missed the holding call. I saw it all the way. A little homer job there. But you know what? Not only that, Doug, but then they go down and get a third and seven on that same drive, which kept the drive alive as well. So, yeah, Kearney had opportunities, but no disgrace. When you get it, there's only one team that's gonna leave the football field feeling good about themselves with a trophy above their head. You got beat by a bigger, faster, better football team tonight. There's no disgrace in that.
Let's take a look at the final scores of the night, and we'll do that and wrap it up after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide personalized, quality care. Trust your hearing health care and hearing aid products to the experts, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, Dr. Wilkinson provides comprehensive care in the areas of total joint replacement surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And a final look at our Valentino's scoreline. Most of the scores have now gone final. Valentino's with the Grand Italian Buffet coming after the game tonight, or have Valentino's deliver to you over the Grand Italian Buffet. Class B, all done. So let's take a look at what has happened tonight in Class B. Boys Town, top seed in the West, beat Plattsmouth 21-7. Elkhorn able to edge Omaha Gross 27-21. Great game in Lincoln tonight. Pius X beats Gretna 14-13. And Blair routes Ralston 41-18. In the West bracket, top seed Crete blank Scotts Bluff 42-0. Beatrice rolls Holdridge 47-14.
Remember, that was 35-32 during the year. Holdridge had an opportunity, I think, something like that.
Yeah, grounded the ball on fourth down in the red zone, and Beatrice didn't let it happen tonight. 47-14. McCook eliminates Adams Central 34-12, and Aurora beats Hastings 57-16. That sets up a Aurora-McCook matchup for next Friday. In Class A,
that will be where, Douglas?
The Aurora-McCook matchup will be in Aurora. They are the number two seed. In Class A, top seed Omaha Burke knocks out Omaha North 42-6. Columbus holds off Bellevue West. They win it 21-14. Millard North over Norfolk 42-10. Millard South over Lincoln Southwest 28-16. And Millard West was leading Grand Island at the half by a score of 24-0. We have no updates on the Lincoln Northeast Omaha West Side game. That was 17-all, I believe, at last check, wasn't it, Tony? That ball game was tight and tied in the third quarter. Lincoln Northeast and Omaha West Side were 17-17 towards the fourth quarter, but we have not heard anything on Lincoln Southeast and Papillion La Vista South. But unless Stace tells me...
Excuse me, Lincoln Southeast 26, Papillion 7. That is final.
All right, so there you go. Lincoln Southeast will advance on and play, looks like, Millard West, who is taking care of Grand Island. Well, we want to thank Brandon Kuhl and the entire Kearney High coaching staff, and Mark Armstrong and the crew, all the fine sponsors. for allowing us to follow the Bearcats here a couple of times this season. And tonight, Kearney High now hoping that they can get some of these kids ready to go and make a better run next year and start winning some playoff games. So I guess the Bearcat fans kind of got used to that, but the last 2 years didn't make it last year, made it this year 7-2 and lost to a very good Creighton Prep team. These Class A teams pretty balanced this year, and they have a lot of offense. So you didn't see very many defensive struggles in Class A, at least so far this year.
No, Doug, and I think if you'd have said this team had 7 wins this year in August, Coach Cool would have taken that without batting an eye. They replaced both of these lines. All these linemen come back, so that should be exciting for him and his staff to get something started. You got a sophomore quarterback that takes over, took over tonight. He will be the quarterback next year. Looks to be the quarterback next year. I think that just bright things ahead. You know, you got those people out there that didn't expect anything from Kearney High. Well, then they won 7 games, but their whole life is focused around just the negativity in the world. They come out and say, well, you look at the teams they play. You know, you go up and down that list, you know, there's Class A, like you said, is so balanced week in, week out. North Platte gave people battles all year long. You know, just go up and down it. There were people in ball games that nobody expected all year long.
Kearney's going to lose these senior offensive starters and Jacob Lundgren, Zach Maloli, what a great career for him, Trey Young. They'll also lose Zach Fritz along with Tyler Shields. One thing, majority of that line is going to be back for Kearney High next year, and so Coach Cool can build it around that. And now with Mr. Fish also moving on, Luke McNitt will at least have some valuable experience as he takes over the reins, it would look like, for 2011. And you've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show, Misco Sports on the Bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Get your game on. You'll be better equipped for the games you play as they're open 7 days a week. Pop that door open at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Open Sundays for you well. NFL hoodies, men's college hoodies. Get your favorite teams. Get your Husker gear 25% off for the men's college and NFL hoodies at Misco Sports. Again, tonight, Richard Wynn Jr. rushes for 133 yards and 2 touchdowns, and the quarterback Matt McClay throws 2 touchdown passes to the outstanding wide receiver in Chase Dudzinski, and Omaha Creighton Prep downs Kearney by a score of 37-13. Our next sports action will come your way on Monday from the C-19 Subdistrict Volleyball Tournament. Centura, Gibbon, Wood River, Minden, and Kearney Catholic will be playing on Monday. The winners will advance on to Tuesday, and then district finals are next Thursday and Friday. Best of luck to the Bearcats as they go to Papillion La Vista South for action next Wednesday. And then Wednesday, our high school football here on KKPR at 4. Ravenna is at Crofton at 7. Pleasanton is at Sargent on ESPN Radio 1460 at 3. Loomis is at O'Neill St. Mary's. And at 6:30, Axtell is at Overton. Tony, final thought?
Well, my final thought is if Wynn was the only offensive weapon that you thought Creighton Prep had, tip your hat to Carnozo tonight filling in for the injured or the flu bug to Tyler Johnson. He had a fabulous night running the football right up the middle on the fullback trap. He was wonderful, compliment to Wynn tonight.
For our producer engineer Stacy Johns and Tony Davis, I'm Doug Duda from Foster Field saying thanks for joining us again. The final tonight, Omaha Creighton Prep 37, the Kearney Bearcats 13. Have a great weekend, everyone.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of Classic Hits 98.9 FM and KKPR.com. Podcast of this and all play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to KKPR.com.